tell you about a group of guys. They're warm and salty like McDonald's fries. They like the drinks and they like their food. The cars, movies, and the music too. They're gonna try to shove it into a list. So have a seat and we'll see what sticks. You're on the it list, you're on the it list, you're on the it list, come inside. You're on the it list, you're on the it list, you're on the it list, what a ride. You're on the it list, you're on the it list, you're on the it list, come inside.
Mark the cop message.
He told you that you suck. Hey, he hates your guts.
Hey, 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 you want to come on my show?
Hey, you want to have sex?
Oh, I don't. No
hey,
sex.
Hey.
No sex in the champagne room.
I notice you have balls on your chin.
Yeah, you want oh. You want two more?
That's erotic.
I'm gonna leave this on for the sake.
God, how do I? Where do I sign up
you do,
to
you
get?
You do realize that when we get this video stuff launched,
I can't fuck
going,
around.
We're going to have to be conscious of our
shirts,
our wardrobes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Well, that's why I wear this shirt.
I'm always conscious of my wardrobe.
No, I mean if we do a double episode in a night, we're gonna have to change.
Yeah, that's true.
Do we really though? Do we really have to?
Oh
yeah.
Because it might, you know, just for organization. Or
I'm in for that.
We could just take our shirts off and be shirtless, Kyle.
I'm game.
Which is something that you would be. It's been done before. We just have to have Brent Miller on every single time. That we and then sniffies.
If we're skins every time, you never know what
skins. That's true.
Skins every time.
Skins, baby. Oh yeah. Oh Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, birthday is what we're talking about.
It's his
Jesus
birthday.
Jesus Christ's birthday is
it
coming
is.
Up.
That's who.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh God. What do you? What's your fine? What's your best Christmas memory ever, Mitch?
Oh my God. Man, I'm gonna dig back in the annals of my brain. Here.
Ooh.
All right. So
deep.
I've told you guys a couple of the stories of my brother Jason giving
weird presents,
amazing presents.
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
Yeah, meat robots.
Those are some of my best memories.
Yeah,
is I never know
gotta
what
do,
I'm gonna
gotta,
get.
Got to do better than that.
Yeah. All right.
You gotta do better than
those
that.
Are good. All right.
That time that I saw my mom screwing Santa Claus, I knew I was going to get all the best presents that year.
That was not part of my house.
Did your dad ever dress up as Santa Claus?
No.
No, neither did mine.
Yeah, neither did mine.
I remember.
It was like my dad was Santa Claus.
I remember in the month of December, not Christmas, we went to the arcade, the actual Dayton arcade.
Okay.
And something really funny happened. It's not the best Christmas memory, but it's a story.
A homeless man stabbed my uncle.
Yeah. And
Uncle
Lucky.
Uncle John was like, God damn it, Barry. So while we were there, watching the Christmas tree lighting parade right before that.
Okay. Yes. They would do that back then?
Yeah, they did that. And it was like 1990, something like
do
that.
Do they still light a tree in Dayton now?
They just did it the other night, yeah.
Is it on Courthouse Square?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That would explain why I've never seen it.
Because
I don't go down there.
Oh.
A lot of shady characters.
Yeah, like
with
me.
With a lot of pointed objects that can penetrate your body.
Like me.
And stab you. Yes.
Stabby McStabbers.
Stabby.
So I'm downtown, and this lady says to my mom, she is so happy to be downtown. And my mom's like,
downtown.
She's like, oh, this is great. We come downtown a lot. Said, well, we're from out of town. She goes, where are you from? She said, West Milton.
Oh,
and my mom's like, we live in Union, like next to you, the city next to you.
Yeah.
We're not far from, you're not from out of town.
Yeah. She call her an inbred hillbilly because everyone from West Milton.
My mom actually called this lady like,
hillbilly.
You're not from out of town. No. You're from West Milton. And so at that point, my mom and this lady fought. That part's all made up, but the whole thing was, I just thought to myself, like, who are these idiots that just say that kind of stuff? And then I remembered my brother Jason worked at the Boone Shaw forever, and this lady said that she was from out of town and lived in Centerville. And when they told her that they wouldn't give her a refund because she had to turn around and leave right away, mm-hmm. they wouldn't give her a refund. And she goes, poison darts to you.
What the fuck?
She double fanged her voodoo.
This was the other night?
Or this was 20 years ago.
Oh, this is when you were a child.
This
okay.
No, this is my brother worked at Boone Shaw.
Is this some kind of voodoo hex?
I don't know, but poison darts to you. Is what happened. So here's crazy.
Bite of
that's
snake.
My brother's first
wife. There
wasn't
even an iPhone to catch it on.
My brother's first wife. This is early circa like 2003. The lady that she did that to was my brother's ex-wife. My brother's ex-wife cheated on him in the first year of marriage. Now lives in Maine with the guy that she cheated with. And has chronic bowel problems and has to wear a diaper at age 42. Darts. The poison darts.
Your brother
worked.
Won out on that deal,
My
though.
My brother wins. Your
I
brother
would rather wins. Have a woman cheat on me and run away than to have to deal with a woman that shits her pants and has to wear diapers.
Absolutely. That's right. Was she flying to Barcelona recently?
She did. She is all over. She went from Hartsfield-Jackson Airport.
There's so much shit everywhere. Just shitting her pants, biting her lip. Just fucking grabbing onto
Merry
the seat.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. What's your favorite memory?
My favorite memory of Christmas. See, I don't particularly have like one.
That big lump of coal.
That's right. One. Like, I don't have one that sticks out. But like a lot. I mean, it's more. What's the word I'm looking for? It's like a series of memories that kind of stick out. Like, I always liked. Being a kid and my mom would want to get in the car and drive around and look at people's Christmas lights.
Oh yeah, we did that.
Or my mom would just want to look at people's windows.
Or look at people's windows, yes. And
wasn't there like a certain house that was like, it was like the Santa Claus house?
There were always
like
ones.
A guy that would, you know, hang on the window.
There was the one in, he was in.
And like his lights would like, go to a certain radio station, like played along with.
Yeah. There were several like that. There's actually one on Whip that did that for a while, right across from that giant church.
Tanks. Yep,
really? Right across from Fairhaven. If you're going from 48 on Whip, it did. Station. I don't know if they still do it, but it's like
I'll see if they put it.
It's like a cream colored or like shitty color, like a peach colored house. Okay. Directly across the street from Fairhaven Church on Whip, that it was like a two story. They used to do it, and which I always thought would be I would be like a prime location to do that.
Oh yeah,
because people mm-hmm. people would be going off onto it. They could do that, and they could park across the street and drive my wife nuts.
The dogs.
Yeah, they'd go ape shit all the time. Fuck you. Fuck
get
you.
Out of here.
Yeah, get out of here, you deadbeat. The dog's just constantly attacking
me.
Get a job. I'm telling you, Apollo hates homeless guys. And I'm pretty sure Roscoe's racist.
Yeah,
but I have to deal with this stuff.
And their owner replicates both.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Amanda
hates homeless guys and people that don't look like her. Uh-huh. Yes, no. But the with a homeless guy was like just like asking for money on the side of the road in Atlanta at an intersection, and we had the dogs with us. I mean, he was like across two lanes on the fucking other side, and Apollo was going nuts, ape shit, showing his teeth at him, like hanging dick. Out the window. Yeah, his dick is fucking the glass with his red rocket.
Oh my god, get out of here!
If we were on
see
video,
this doing the tomahawk,
a horny bastard.
Oh man, yeah, no, but no, driving around and doing that shit, and then of course like waking up. Early in the morning on Christmas, like it's still dark out, you know, like my brother's like waking me up, like fucking, you know, like, come here, like going down and looking at all of your presents.
Oh yeah. There was a 5 to 6 year period there where it was like the best.
Yeah. It was the best.
Like every year. Yeah. You'd wake up.
We were
up
never
early.
Allowed to wake our parents up though. Oh, my dad was firm about that.
Right.
I get up when I get up.
Yeah.
They were fucking.
You were interrupting.
Don't interrupt me when
fuck.
I'm balls deep in your mom. Santa's emptied his sack.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Let the boy walk.
Let the boy walk. I don't know about all that, but.
It would explain a lot.
But I do know.
I don't know about all that.
But you didn't wake dad up. He got up when he was, because he was up late drinking, putting all the presents under the tree and wrapping them.
I had that a lot, man. Always up till late when the kids were younger. There's like a foosball table one year and all this other stuff. No clue what I was doing. I think I got 20 minutes of sleep. And next thing you know, my ex-wife's like, we got to get up. The girls are up. I was like, I'm just
fuck those girls.
Go without me.
We're going to teach them to be patient.
Go without me.
Yeah. And my mom would get up and she'd put the fucking coffee on and we'd have to wait until she got her coffee brewed.
Yeah. Oh, we're sitting there just that's a power move.
Oh, it was. And I respect them for doing it. It's like, look, the fucking world doesn't revolve around you, you little shitheads.
Uh-huh. But and, for one day of the year?
No, not even one. Okay. Not even one.
I mean, you're just going to play with the toys for 30 minutes and then go do whatever the fuck you're going to do.
I actually appreciated my gifts. Yeah. But the I didn't get a lot of junk. I got, you know, and we, you know,
a lot of toothbrushes and chapsticks.
Like fucking pant jeans.
A lot of stirrups.
And fucking, you know, stuff that like stirrups. A lot of stirrups had a lot of this. No, but like, you know, you always had your big thing at the end, you know, and it was like you always got the like the G.I. Joe fucking like general or the fucking, you know, space shuttle was like the greatest day ever. But like, you would get your clothes and shit like that and just kind of little stupid
shit. When you open it up, you always repeat the name of the clothes you get. Oh, jeans. Regular sweater.
Wide.
Husky jeans. Fatty climber strikes again.
That's exactly what it was. I'll never see a kid open up a pair of jeans without thinking of my sister insulting me that. What size are they, mom? Wide. It was on video. I need to get that VHS turned into a DVD to show you guys. Yeah, that was the same year I got my Lion starter jacket. That was the fucking best.
Yeah, I'm sure that was
good. But yeah, and then, but I also was one of those ones too where it was, to me, leading up to Christmas is better than the actual Christmas day.
Oh, yeah. Anticipation, all that.
Yeah, and well, just like the whole, I like when, you know, I like the whole when shit's, you know, fucking, when people decorate all their houses. And, you know, even though a lot of the Christmas music's fucking lame, it's just like a time of year that you're always, you know, it's the time of year again.
The lame, like, 15-minute Christmas party at the end of school year.
Yeah.
Or not school year, but, like.
That was always exciting as a kid, too. Yeah, that was always great as a kid, too, knowing it was like, ooh, 23rd in the world, like, then we got, like, fucking 2 weeks off school.
2 weeks off, yeah.
It was the best.
It was the shit. I loved it.
I still can't believe that they. Now this, because I have a kid in high school now, they used to just break for 2 weeks and then send you back for a week and then take exams. We used to always do that. Now they have exams at the end of this actual calendar year.
Okay.
Instead of forgetting everything that you learned and having a break for 2 weeks and not touching a book, we used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I came back.
That's right. We did that too, because ours got canceled one year. You would have been in high school.
Yeah.
You would have probably been in, remember in 10th grade? What year did you graduate high school?
99.
Okay, you were 2 years ahead of me. So you would have either been in, I think you were in, you would have been a sophomore.
That's the year that my head went through a window during a car wreck.
Yeah. Okay. Good story, bro. When it snowed, and remember it was fucking cold for like, we had like a month off at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so fucking snowy, and then it was so cold for I'm not kidding you, it was like 2 weeks straight right after New Year's that they
kept on being off.
Yeah. It was ridiculous. Would have
been the, like, 97.
Yeah. 97. Probably winter of 98, I think.
We used to do these things called the Trash Can Olympics where it was so icy. We would run as fast as we can on like the trash cans before they had the wheels and everything, and then just jump on it and slide for as long as we could.
Like the lids?
Yeah. No. The actual stand-up trash can, and then jump top of the lid that was standing up because it was so icy. We slid for a good 60, 70 feet all the time. Yeah, we did all this kind of shit, but it was also freezing outside.
Yeah.
And so that's when I lost my third toe.
Oh, yeah. That's a lie.
I mean, I got it back.
Yeah, he put it back on. They were able to reattach it.
Very cold piece of carrot.
Yes. This is a very frozen, very cold piece of carrot. Oh, God, what does this mean? There's a toe in my kitchen. I fucking love their mom. It's the fucking best. No, but I remember they wouldn't put the kids out at the bus stops.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was so fucking cold. It was like, it was in the negative, it was under zero for like 2 weeks. And it was, we were like, fuck yeah. Like, it kept canceling fucking school for like 2 more weeks. It canceled all the exams. NBA
Jam I played during that break?
Probably a lot.
A lot.
You know how much masturbating I did? A lot.
I don't, I hung out with a lot of friends at that point.
I went through double A's like you wouldn't believe.
Wasn't masturbating in front of friends at that point in my life.
In front of friends at that point in my life.
Only near them.
Only near them.
When the lights were off.
Right now, I'm all about it.
All about whacking.
In front of your friends?
Of course not. Nobody. I don't even masturbate. I've never even done
it. He doesn't have friends. No,
he can never, you're right.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
His daughter Anderson listens to this show. That's talking about his masturbating.
I've never even seen my wiener.
I've never seen it. I don't even know
that
if I have one.
I believe. Oh!
You got a dicky do.
Whoa.
His stomach sticks out further than his dicky do. Yeah. Woo!
Keep going.
Gotcha. That's what the guys
are jerking off two penguins.
Jerking off two penguins. Those are tall penguins.
They're over my shoulders.
That's just a little bit of ice cream.
Yeah. It's like you blew a seal.
Oh, no.
No, it's just a little bit of ice cream.
Just a little bit of ice
cream. What about you, Timmy?
What about you, Timmy? I hate Christmas.
Every time.
When my dad would
grumpy and grouchy,
when my dad
actually,
would give me a half an hour off from working on the transmission shop when I was eight.
I actually love Christmas. I do all the decorating and everything, and I was always the first one up. Because I'd set up video cameras and shit to record the kids opening their gifts.
As a grown up, as a child.
No, I try to. I'm sure I go overboard compared to some.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
Yeah, you know. I think most of that is because of the shit that I didn't get as a kid. But yeah, I mean, there were some that I do remember. We did look at Christmas lights and all that. I'm a huge gamer. I remember when I was like probably 6 or 7 getting the original Nintendo.
The classic,
entertainment system. That is the Christmas I remember.
Blew your mind.
Yes, yes.
With the Duck Hunt gun?
Oh.
I never had the Duck Hunt gun.
I think I got Mario and Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Best video game ever.
That's a good year right there.
AIDS.
And
that's
AIDS.
A good year.
Right and there. I got AIDS that year, too.
We did this thing at Thanksgiving the other day where my mom has us write in thank you notes what we're thankful for, and we put them in, and everybody opens
your family
up.
Grosses me
I know.
Out,
this is the thing. Is
God
we're on year three, and my mom
would not be able to handle that.
I know, but this we always do funny stuff. So my brother writes in there, Jason's Prince Albert, my brother Jason. My other brother writes that about. He's like, Jason's Prince Albert, I'm thankful. My niece said that she was thankful for my constant farting at family functions. We just had other people write that kind of stuff, and then like one person writes something like, oh, family, this unique family of ours, this is so fun. And then everybody else is like, oh, this is blasphemous and just whatever else. But they wrote all these things, and my brothers just go to town, and one of them said, I'm thankful that I'm living in a time where not only can we diagnose but treat STDs.
We can treat them.
And prevent them. And I was like, hey, thank God. You know what? That's a good time we're living in right now.
Oh, God.
Thankful for penicillin.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that I grew up in a family that just attacked one another at holidays. And I didn't grow up in Mitch's family.
Oh, my mom accidentally says two Thanksgivings ago, she's trying to talk about all of the grandkids. And she has 4 step-grandkids and 4 blood grandkids. Right? Uh-huh. And so she accidentally says something about grandkids by birth. And grandkids otherwise. Or some shit where she just stumbles over.
Inherited words. Grandkids.
Yeah, she says something and so...
Not as good of ones.
The oldest step-grandchild, Jacob, just never lets her forget it. Ooh. And this year he wrote in his card, I'm thankful for not being a by-birth grandchild.
Damn.
Yeah, and he always rubs it in. And Bazook, she always is pissed. She's just always pissed off. Yeah. And Magnum
just
sits
there. Her murder.
Magnum just sits back and is just a little like...
Are your holidays like chaos?
Partially, just a little bit, like just at times, but not a whole lot. It's a lot of loud talking. It's not a whole lot of like activity because we're mostly sluggish people.
Yeah,
yeah, we don't need to do
Amanda's parents or Amanda's family, like her sister, her oldest sister, will like want to like organize fucking like games and shit when we're up there. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Why do you have to? I always give her shit. I'm like, why do you have to do this to me?
Yeah,
like totally narcissistically looking at it. Like, I don't give a shit what you guys do. Why do you have to do this to me?
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's let's play Poop the Potato. What have you ever seen that fucking game? It's like fucking races where you put like potatoes between your thighs and like run across the room and then like drop them in a trash can.
Oh my god!
And then that like it's like
you say you don't want to be part of my
I don't want to be a part of this
what
one
the
either.
Fuck are you talking about?
We just play bingo.
This is like I want to sit around and drink and attack one another when at Halloween. What they're designed for? Yeah. That's what holidays are for.
Have it's you
for
seen coming the thing together. Where you tie the string around your waist and you have a candy cane dangling from in between your legs and you have to pick up another candy cane?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Your family would fucking love that. Just look up the minute to win it games. Like what's how many
the one where you have to like butt hump the person in front of you and pop a balloon?
I think that's sex.
Yeah. I don't think it's sex.
No?
At least the videos didn't look like it.
Okay.
It's like a relay race where it's just like, why do you guys always have to do this shit? It's like
a relay race of butt humping.
It's like something. And then they're like, and it was like, oh, let's organize like a craft. Fucking whatever. What are those like gnomes? They're making these fucking things, and I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like, what kind of family are you? You guys make me sick.
You sound like an asshole.
Oh no, it's like I want to hang. Let's hang out and bullshit and fucking drink. I don't need to fucking make a goddamn snowman out of fucking balsa wood.
So does everybody participate but you?
No.
I thought there'd be a story.
I participate.
Oh, you do?
But I bitch the whole time.
Did you win?
No. Because there is no winner. It's just dumb.
There's no winner.
It's just like running around.
There's only losers.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's just like running around fucking dropping potatoes out of your ass into trash cans. It's like, why are we doing this?
That is a waste of spuds.
Like Dave Matthews?
And of course, it's hot as fuck in the house, too.
It is a waste of spuds.
Who says that you don't use it to make them after?
You can make them afterwards. They're skin. Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's...
Yeah, but they're in between some people's...
I know.
Somebody's meat cleavers.
Salty.
Yeah. They're not bare. Why am I pantsless when I do this?
We do it pantsless. I forgot to tell you, Kyle, that we do this pantsless.
Amanda's family is just one bottomless crew.
They're very violent and sexual.
They call them... Amanda's last name's violent and sexual.
The painting was a gift.
They're very violent and sexual.
Coming with
That's
me.
All of them now.
Somebody take a picture.
See, they're all great.
I want to remember this.
They're all great people, but it's always one of those where, just the what I come from, we didn't do
organized. For those of you listening at home, when he said they're all great people, he was winking really hard.
Yeah, I was winking. Yeah, I was really winking hard.
Oh, no, he gave me a knife.
Yeah. But it was like, come on. Like, I don't want to exert energy today. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the lack of wanting to exert energy on a holiday. It's I want to sit around and eat until I'm a fucking disgusting gelatinous bag of gas.
Until I was a gelatinous bag of gas. I did not do it. I had one big plate and a little bit of a pumpkin roll, and I stopped.
What's wrong with you?
I didn't want to feel miserable. And,
why not?
Because I'm saving that for Christmas.
Okay. So you're going ham on the ham.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. There were so many good things, but you're right. The vegetable medley. That's a disgusting.
What was in the medley?
I roasted some vegetables and then
more. What type of vegetables? I understand there's vegetables.
Cauliflower, broccoli, carrots.
Ugh.
And then I roasted them. And
this
then,
sucks. I would not
and
eat
then
this.
I put Velveeta cheese.
Now we're talking.
Cut up. And then cream of mushroom soup. And a little bit of butter into a mix of crushed up butter Ritz crackers.
Did you say a little bit of butter?
Yeah.
A lot of butter.
Hold on.
Why are we doing a little?
I melted. It wasn't like a mass amount of butter, but it was a normal amount of butter. I'll say that.
I think more.
Did you arrange it in a nice
I think more.
Festive picture.
More
how was the presentation?
The presentation was good, but here's
you
the thing.
Pick? What a fucking jackass.
I cooked it for 20 minutes and let the cheese melt, and I stirred it up. And then at that point, I poured the butter / dusted up crackers over the top of it. So there's some crunch on the top, and then cooked it the remaining 10 minutes with that getting crunchy on top. So the presentation was good.
So what was the vegetable? Was the broccoli and the cauliflower still like hard to bite?
No.
It was soft.
What kind of crisps?
Ritz crackers.
Okay.
The butter Ritz.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can get down with some buttered Ritz.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Butter tits.
But nobody's ever been used to me making it. So they were like, what is this?
They're like, this has gotta suck. Yeah. Uncle Mitch made it.
But they tore into about half of it. They got half of it down.
I had to go buy left?
Yeah, I had some left, which means it wasn't that great. I probably
Hey, you don't know, or maybe you just made enough.
I could have.
What do you do at the Christmas
party? No onions.
Do you cook everything yourself? Do you get catered?
I get a honey baked ham. That was an insult.
He just insulted you.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Do you get it catered?
No,
you
I
rich
don't cater.
Prick fucking dick.
We all split it. I didn't know I was going
to. You don't know what it's like to have to deal with fucking Velveeta mac and cheese.
So I screwed up yesterday. I was trying to get my daughter some food and
classic mistake.
Yeah, big mistake. But I
never
buy this
feed
like,
those bitches.
I buy this like $15 thing that was like a chicken garlic butter chicken scampi that you can bake in the oven.
Sounds good.
And I didn't the fucking idiot I am, single dad I am. Didn't realize you had to mix it with like a rice or like, you know, something.
Oh, no.
Oh, I had nothing. So her boyfriend's over and I just make them that in bowls. And I was like, I'm going to have to eat this.
She has a boyfriend now?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you think of
it? Is it that one guy you talked about before?
No. He's newer. He's last couple months.
Okay.
Making arounds just like daddy.
No. She's dated two boys in all of high school.
Are we a fan of his?
I like him.
Okay.
You did not sound you didn't sell that very
well,
Mitch.
I don't like anybody.
I don't like
anybody dating my kids.
I know.
True.
Yeah,
that's
I don't
true.
Like anybody.
The little son of a bitch is only out for one thing, Mitch.
He
don't
is.
Forget that.
Yeah,
no matter what
my
he
money.
Says.
Same thing. That's right. My money.
That's right.
That's what he's out for.
The chicken scampi.
Uh-huh. I made the chicken scampi. He killed it last night.
Vegetable medley.
He killed it last night. He ate the hell out of that chicken scampi, but
he's probably poor.
Yeah, check the napkin.
Because he can't provide.
He was the one today.
Should have mixed a little dog food in.
Yeah. Yeah. A little poison.
My buddy PJ told me that that old people that are on welfare, not welfare, but Medicare and Social Security, these old ladies eating dog food.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it's covered on some of their food, and they just eat that. And
the good stuff?
I know. I don't know. I cried a little bit because I don't want any of that. I'm going to tell better stories now.
Can you, the next time you see that kid, call him by like a shitty nickname, a different one, like, and don't
something
acknowledge
similar,
his real name.
Not the
like
real name.
Cochise and Kojak.
What's his real name?
Chief.
Diddley.
Chief.
Yeah. Chief.
Hey, Chief.
Diddley.
No, call him the wrong name.
Yeah.
What's his
his name's
name?
Matthew, but I'm going to call him Mickey. Oh.
Or call him like,
Or Machu.
Maddie.
Max.
Call him something sissified.
I'll call him her old boyfriend's name.
Do that.
Yes.
I did that to my mom on the phone the other night. She goes, did you just say her old
boyfriend's
name?
You called her your
name?
Old mom?
Yeah,
my
old mom.
You called my mom by her old
mom's
name.
I was supposed to clean up my dad's roof yesterday, and he said, don't come over. It's raining, and so like get the leaves off and everything.
Uh-huh.
And my dad wrote in his text, don't bother coming over tomorrow. And he was trying to be nice, but the way I read it was like, don't fucking bother coming over.
Don't bother
fucking
me.
Fucking lazy ass. Fucking little ass.
I got up on the roof the other
That's
day.
That's probably what
did you? Christmas lights up. I'm not like really.
Were they blue lights? You serial
no,
killer?
They're white. They're white. Cool white. They're not
cool
not
white.
Warm white.
Not
cool
warm white.
I like cool white. But
I like cool whip.
That is a
I get
PSA of Fathead Joel popular opinion to anybody listening. If you put blue lights up on your house, you're a fucking serial killer.
Or
and you're not going to convince me. No. You get a pass if you're Jewish,
yeah,
because they are only for Jewish people. But if you put blue lights on your house for Christmas, you're a fucking serial killer.
What if it's on the trees?
No, even worse.
No,
worse.
No,
worse.
There was a moment. I'm on top of the roof. I got done putting the
this
lights
is how
up.
People die in their 40s.
Yeah, no shit. That's exactly what
fucking
went through my
Bo
head.
Diaz like, over here.
Getting up there wasn't so bad, but nobody was around to help me.
no
so
one would know
myself.
If I fell.
I have the ladder up, and I'm like.
trying to arrange my body up there in order to get onto the ladder to get down.
Like to arrange your body.
Fuck, man. I saw myself die like 15 different ways. it was a little scary.
You think you would have shit your pants by the time somebody found you?
Were you wearing white,
more embarrassing?
Were you wearing white sweatpants?
I wasn't.
Okay. Oh my God.
I don't wear sweatpants very often. I don't. And I don't leave the house.
I don't
in sweatpants.
Own a pair of sweatpants. I don't own a pair of sweatpants. Let alone ones that cuff at the ankle.
Oh, yeah, no. I will not leave the house wearing sweatpants.
Yeah. Do you own a pair of sweatpants, Mitch?
I have some Adidas like track pants.
That's not the same thing.
I do. I have a pair of sweatpants for sleeping in. They're blue. They're blue sweatpants.
Ugh, gross. Yeah. You sleep in
too
pants?
Warm. No, they're too warm. So I just. I'm
what pantsless. Is your normal preferred sleeping attire?
Preferred?
Yeah. When you not including not a much. Woman being next to you. Not what do you much. Know? If you're in your total comfort zone,
Mac
what do you
shorts.
Wear?
Mac shorts.
Just shorts.
Just shorts.
That's it. What yeah, about you?
Sleeping shorts.
Kyle.
Like a dry fit. Shirt.
So you sleep in a shirt.
Yeah, usually,
I'd
yeah.
never have a shirt on.
And a pair of basketball shorts.
Okay. What do you sleep in?
T-shirt and drawers.
T-shirt.
Drawers.
Tidy whities.
Drawers.
Not tidy whities.
Through the womb.
Tidy whities. I prefer boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs?
I'm a big boxer brief guy.
A lot of Fabletics. You wear a lot of Fabletics?
No, the Kate Hudson collection.
I was wearing like the cotton kind, but I found like this like spandex.
Typey, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about
like sportier ones.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's like white.
I need my underwear to be sorbent.
Absorbent?
Really?
Would you shat yourself when you
no,
sleep?
No, because I sweat. And if those ones that when I sweat, then it just becomes, it's like a slip and slide down there.
Oh. It's, so, what? So is it cotton or what?
Just whatever the normal.
Some basic like white cotton. Could be something I don't even know.
Yeah. Could be yeah. Oh,
could be something really cool. Are we not in the tree?
Could be
in the trust tree. Are we not?
We're in the circle.
No, yeah.
I thought we were in the circle.
No, I'm the boxer briefs and that's it. I can't sleep with a shirt on. Disgusting. You should see how greasy my fitted sheet is, Kyle.
Change the sheets every day.
Amanda is always talking about how disgusting I am. Because when she's washing like my pillowcases, she's like, oh my God.
Why is it yellow?
This is inhumane.
Why is it yellow?
It's disgusting. I'm like, whatever, you fart in your sleep. And I tell her that all the time.
Woman.
And she tries to deny it. And I'm like, he's a fucking liar.
Whatever, you fart in your sleep.
You fart in your sleep, you
what
sick
a comeback.
Ass.
I know.
You sick what are you, ass. You disgust me.
Child.
Yeah.
Whatever. Apparently, I fart in my sleep pretty bad.
Yeah.
I woke in my sleep.
Which I believe.
That
I
was,
believe.
Uh-huh. You fart awake pretty bad.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Rip.
Rarely smells, good. Though. Rarely smells.
Pretty
but when it does. It's
that's
it's
what
bad.
It sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's close.
But he farts.
That's close.
It sounds like somebody unzipping a coat.
Yeah.
Have you seen the videos on Instagram where somebody says, guess my fart?
Yes. Amanda showed that to me, was laughing her ass off.
So good.
Guess my fart. And then you like people go like, and like somebody then farts after they make the noise to see how close it is. Guess my fart.
Yeah, wow. It's incredible. That,
yeah.
Very, a lot that of fun. And then best colonoscopy farts.
That people, I watched that. We were talking about that. Dude, those are fucking impressive.
Sounds meaty.
And they're all like halfway out of it too. Oh.
Yeah.
And they're in like the fart room afterwards and then they
the
rip them.
Is that what it's called?
That's literally, that's what Bevan called them was the fart room. They called it the fart room.
Oh man,
they literally put you in there till you can fart.
A GI doctor, and he, he's talked about some offensive.
Oh man,
foul.
But like
post
they have, they, you know, so like it's normally like a woman filming.
In there.
It's normally like a woman filming her husband, who's like in La La Land still because he's coming out of this colonoscopy, and then there's normally like a nurse in there. So then he just like rips like thunderous ass, and then she is like laughing but embarrassed because this nurse is in here, and he's like giggling, and then the nurse is just like good job, like trying not to laugh about
they
it.
Tell you have you can't
yeah,
leave.
Yeah,
you
gotta keep farting.
You have to fart at least once before you can go home.
Man. Yeah.
Have you ever seen the one where the girl is, well, she's kind of hot, but she's so out of it, and she says, I just super I just super daddied. I just super daddied in my pants, what? In my underwear. And the guy goes, "You're not wearing any underwear." And she goes,
"Oh God!"
It's the greatest.
Rip.
Did you ever see if you can find the suit? I just super daddied in my pants.
Ever see the episode of MythBusters with the girls don't fart, where they had like that good looking girl that kind of worked with them, and they like put like underwear on her that could like an get like methane,
the ass matter,
and then it had a microphone right on her ass that's that was her. Like magnified.
That's her. I just super daddied in my pants. The top
is it only on TikTok?
I shit my pants. I think.
sounds like Timmy's daughter just shit her pants instead of the.
Yeah, super daddied my pants. Yeah, see if you can go. There you go.
Can you play? Will that actually play? I don't know. It's on TikTok. Click watch down bottom right. And see if that comes up. Yeah, I think it will.
Yes.
You got it unmuted? Yeah. Timmy's ready. Volume. Oh,
it's on. Yeah.
Should do it all.
Yeah, go back to
the pants. I shit my pants, I think.
Gross. You don't have pants on.
No. Start it again at the beginning.
Super daddied my pants.
Super daddy to my
shadoodled.
Shadoodled.
I shit my pants, I think.
Gross. You don't have pants on.
Yeah.
Shadoodled.
That bitch is insane, I can tell. I don't care how high she is. There, you can't hide that.
Uh-huh. She's got the eyes.
She was proud of it.
Uh-huh. I just super daddied my pants.
My God.
Interesting. I should doodled. I've never heard either.
Does your wife fart in front of you yet, Kyle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let them go. Just hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
Loud, thunderous ones?
No.
No? It's always little pathetic, boring ones?
Yep.
You're just like, God.
Yep.
I'm disappointed in you.
Then I show her how
then you're like, done. Let me show you. Yeah. I will show you.
Uh-huh.
Timmy's probably one of that guy that's like, a woman is not supposed to fart, so don't you ever fart in front of me. I demand this. The second that you fart in front of me is over. He turns into Will Ferrell. I didn't know you were going to be farting around the house. It's a fucking
this so is house I'm gonna get my marriage annulled.
Yes, because of your farting.
You look like a hobo. Because
you look like a hobo.
Don't even shadoodle around me.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yep. It is Christmas time.
Merry Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen, Merry Christmas. Yes. Always keeping with the themes of the season. We're doing a traditional episode for you guys.
We fucking love you.
That's right. None of us are tired. None of us have been drinking.
Uh-uh.
We're not here fucking just grinding it out for you guys because that's what we do.
That's what we do.
That's right. We
nose to the grindstone.
Nose to the grindstone.
That's who we are.
Ass to mouth.
Ass to mouth.
I did never say that.
Little A to M.
Yes. Uh-uh. Was this was Mitch's idea, right?
I came up with 70 ideas this show. Yeah.
So if you hate it,
he threw
if
a you hate it, I'm
it's,
out.
It's Mitch's
he
fault.
Was really, I was really, as he was throwing out all these topics about like Frank Sinatra and shit, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Stop, Mitch. You're getting like.
I love how making OJ, suggestions.
OJ's greatest runs.
I never said that.
I think you did.
Oh, wait. What's worse than two girls running with scissors?
I don't know.
Two girls scissoring with the runs.
Yeah.
I just super daddy.
I don't agree with that one. Super daddy.
Mitchell.
There are people who are into that shit. Literally, that
two
shit.
Two girls, all cups.
Oh, that video was wild.
I've never watched
that video
it.
Was fake.
That was terrible.
It was fake.
But having Merry Christmas.
Soft serve ice cream.
Merry Christmas.
They put it in their butts, and then they pooped it out.
It started off so well. Started off so promising.
It did.
Like tits.
And then just went. Wait,
trashy girls,
super daddy.
We love trashy girls. Yes, we're gonna do our the greatest Christmas movie villains. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah,
yes.
Christmas movie villains and of all time.
And we're gonna get us out there. Not all of these movies are technically Christmas movies. And if you have a beef with that,
they are.
If you have beef with that,
you're already pissing me off.
They are all Christmas movies.
They are all Christmas movies. And if you don't think so, eat a big fat kielbasa.
Bonafide Christmas
honey. Kenosha kicker you in the balls.
Apple strusel.
What is going on? Okay.
He's trying to find some ink.
That's right. That's right.
Dude, this is the pilot G2.
So yes, some of them are duos. Some of them are the actual protagonists of the films that we're calling villains. But you know the whole villainous manner. We're picking ours. We're not talking about necessarily the ones that are the most popular. There's going to be a lot of them that are left out.
Yeah, like King Herod. Yes. He killed all the male kids, two and under.
Exactly. Antigone. Not him. Whatever. Oedipus Rex. John Wayne Gacy. Timmy's children that are running rampant. I can hear downstairs right now.
Murdering loud,
screaming.
Calling the fuck down.
Roscoe's probably having panic attacks down there.
The innkeeper at Bethlehem.
They're probably knocking my Christmas tree, my beautiful discounted Christmas tree.
Well fluffed.
Pre-lit, 7.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
Amanda 80% does a great,
off.
Amanda does a great job.
She did. She gets mad every time she does that.
She's 8 pound
flawless.
Yeah. 9 ounce big. Because
like I literally drag all the shit out of the attic. I fucking set it all up, line it up, get it going, and all I say is, just fluff the tree because you're good at like getting it all like laid out the way that it should look. And she like gets mad at me that she has to do that.
She fluffs the tree and then you decorate?
Yeah, I set it all up, she fluffs it, I decorate it all while she lays her lazy ass on the couch and watches Love Actually, which is fine with me.
Oh, by the way, that dude ass Mark up. Got a shout out. I gave a couple of my friend groups the ideas of Christmas villains, but Mark, who is Andrew, what's his name, from Walking Dead, with the signs in Love Actually.
Oh, yeah. What a scumbag, huh?
What a scumbag. That got a Christmas villain.
We had this discussion, me and Amanda, and it's amazing. If you want to get into a good argument with your significant other, let's do that. I love those.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, and I personally think that, the one who's married to Alan Rickman in the movie. What's her name?
The girl, the old bitch.
Juliet Moore.
Juliet Moore. No,
it's not Julianne Moore. She's not in that film.
Boogie Nights.
Bring up Love Actually. The one who's married to Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
Who's Emma Thompson.
Yes.
I personally think that Emma Thompson completely overreacts for the circumstances that is going on in the movie. He like has that slut assistant that he's done nothing with, but she's just being like, buy me something really nice.
Yeah.
So he buys this gaudy, fucking hideous necklace with a heart on it.
Yeah.
And Emma Thompson thinks it's for her, which there's plot holes there because it ends up being a CD. She opens one on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And she's like convinced that he's like screwing this girl and he's the biggest piece of shit in the world. Not. He bought his fucking secretary a necklace.
Yeah.
Okay. That he clearly felt bad about doing anyway. Not saying that she shouldn't be like kind of fucked up, but like acting like he somehow, you know,
sodomized
completely
her.
Disrespected your entire life and all this shit because he bought this fucking, you know, gaudy slut necklace. Bag who asked him for a necklace.
Yeah.
It's not like she caught him screwing him or something.
Not at all.
And like Amanda's like, oh my God, he should be. Yes, she didn't overreact and blah, 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 blah. Act like it's
you
cute.
You weren't there.
Yeah, and then act like it's cute when Andrew Lincoln's writing these I love you fucking poster boards to his best friend's wife out front acting like there's carolers there. And I'm like, that is way worse than what Alan Rickman did.
Absolutely.
Like, how dare you?
He's a villain.
Yeah, but she's all like, eh, he did think he's beautiful. And it's like, shut up.
Oh, man. That's your
fucking
best friend.
Women.
Yeah, back to the kitchen.
And they could have completely written the Laura Linney part out of that movie.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
By the way, Laura Linney?
Not hot.
Big tits.
They're not big. They're disappointing. No, they're not big. Come on.
I don't think they're big.
No. I don't know if find they're disappointing. Some scenes. I can find some scenes
from Noah's Ark where they're hanging down to her knees.
What's that one movie where she's flashing the doctor?
Yep.
What movie she's flashing the doctor?
She's like, hey, have you seen these?
Uh-huh. And then there's another one where she comes out of her house and
she does show her boobs a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not in Congo. She didn't do that in Congo.
Not in Congo. I don't know how I started talking
and
about
we
it.
And we were watching
you. Just get rid of Laura that Linney, whole bit about her tits.
No, I'm trying to think of this movie where Laura Linney's flashing
January
doctors.
January Jones has some nice knockers.
She's very pretty. Alicia Cuthbert, very pretty. Keira Knightley, very pretty.
Scroll down a little bit. They're all very pretty.
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton, very pretty.
Chris Marshall, very pretty.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Colin got of sex.
Go down a little bit. There's more down there. Look at that. Shannon Elizabeth, Denise Richards, Claudia Shannon Schiffer, Elizabeth. Ivana Velasovic.
I forgot about her.
Martine McCutcheon is the hottest one in that movie.
Yeah, Rowan Atkinson.
Natalie. Yeah, Natalie.
She's not bad.
Plumpy.
Natalie.
Vicky
Natalie?
Minaj.
Which one's Natalie?
She's in between Walking Dead and The Hobbit.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, that's not a very good picture, though.
It's not.
She's much better in the movie.
It's not a good Andrew picture McCutcheon's
of,
mom.
Not a very good picture of Alicia Cuthbert either.
It's not.
Yeah,
but Olivia Olsen.
Look
is gorgeous.
At the fucking forehead on Rory.
Olivia Olsen.
I cannot get over Alicia Cuthbert's face ass.
Face ass?
I can't get over it.
What does she say about you?
That he's got diabetes.
Horrible things.
Probably he has diabetes. Look at Adam Godley's ears.
Yeah, good God, he looks like an elf.
Uh-huh.
Who the fuck are you talking about?
Middle of the screen by the... There you go.
Oh, yeah. He was the teacher that helped with the singing.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we're going to do our...
Leonardo DiCaprio's in this.
No, he wasn't. That's a lie. But Junior Simpson is. The worst wedding DJ ever. We are going to do, like I said, Christmas movie villains. The guys who, yeah, like I said, Wired already kind of let it out. Kind of could be the protagonist, could be a villain. We're just going to kind of take our picks on it.
Yeah.
Jenny Gump did not make the list.
She probably
celebrated a Christmas where she was the villain at some point.
Yeah.
Going to my left, per usual,
Lieutenant
Timmy.
Diane.
What is your first nominee? We're each going to do two, by the way.
From my favorite Christmas movie of all time. That ginger bastard. Yellow eyes.
Yeah. Ian Yellow Eyes.
Scott Farkas.
I don't think there's a greater casting in the history.
No, it's perfect.
Of film.
Perfect. Dude, the dude's amazing. Yes. Scud Farkas. Ralphie beats up Scud Farkas.
In the everything about the kid was perfect. The hat.
Oh yeah, the hat.
Where he would just
fantastic.
Like yell and like no like discernible words.
His eyes were so, like, he just,
squinty,
oh my God.
Very squinty, very beady.
I wonder how quickly that kid walked into casting and they were like, that's him.
Yeah, the
that
one
is
the
him.
One the braces.
Before he even said anything. Braces, which there that is a plot hole to me in that film.
Which one?
Right.
Part?
There's no way his
poor.
Parents could afford
right.
braces.
They were too poor. They would not be able to afford
not yeah, back then.
Especially
the
not back then.
Supposed to be taking place.
But that kid was fucking perfect. And I also another movie that, well, synopsis of Christmas Story real quick for the people who are fucking lame and have never seen it. How dare they?
It's on 72 hours every
if
Christmas.
If you've never seen this, shame on you.
I know.
Ralphie, the main character, wants a BB gun for Christmas. And it's about the antics of the days leading up to Christmas break. And he's going to school and he writes his letter to the teacher about what he wants for Christmas. And she tells him, she writes on his little letter, he'll shoot your eye out.
Shoot your eye out to the point where
Christmas Day happens. They open all the gifts. Ralphie does not get the gift originally that he wanted the most. And then his dad pulls it out from behind a couch or something, and it sure enough.
What's over there by the desk?
It's
by the
wall. The BB gun.
Yes.
So he fancies himself a cowboy. He goes out back and he's
shoots his eye out
and breaks his glasses. I think it's pretty good.
Scott was the schoolyard bully.
Yeah, him and his little what the hell was the other
Toady?
Toady. Yeah,
I forget what his name was, but they called him his Toady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you, a cop in the sequel? I think
yes,
he was.
Yes.
I think he became the town
the
cop.
The sequel is actually pretty good.
I liked it. I liked the sequel. Did you watch it, Mitch? I thought it was good.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I need to. I've been to the house. I went up to the house two summers ago.
Cleveland Street.
It's a good depiction of a lower middle class family around Christmas time.
And what decade? When it, like the 50s?
I think so.
Yeah.
50s, early 60s?
Late 50s.
He was listening to radio shows.
Yes.
TV.
Little Orphan Annie.
Yeah.
A crummy commercial. And might be one of the most gratifying overcomings of a bully in the history of film, mm-hmm. where he finally, and the narration is perfect in the movie too.
The kid narration
is so perfect where he's doing that. Come on, cry, baby, cry for me, cry. And then he's like, somewhere inside me, a flame began to grow. And then, it's like, I snapped and I'd gone out of my skull, and he's fucking beating the shit out of him. I love the cursing in the movie too, where they like, it's just gibberish noise.
It's so good. I said words that day.
Did you hear what he said? The kids are like,
it's so good.
Yeah, that it's was so awesome.
Good, yeah, even the part where he's helping his dad.
I love that his name's Scut.
Yeah, it's perfect. Scut. Ginger fuck.
Yeah.
Where he's helping his dad with the
flat tire. Oh yeah.
Only I didn't say fudge.
Yeah.
No, my dad used to get pissed every time they played that. My dad would be like, I can't believe his fucking dad sold him out to the mom. Got in there and immediately, you know what he said? And my dad's like, I'd have held that over your head till you were fucking 18 years old. Right. Like, instead sells him out to his mom. And then the mom doesn't sell him out.
Yeah.
When he fucking beats the kid up. Yep. She's just like, oh, you know how boys are.
Yeah.
And like handed him his glasses. His
mom
like,
made me. She was such a, I liked her a
she
lot.
She just passed away, I think.
Yeah, she did.
Like Linda a couple Dillon. Of years ago, she was really old.
Uh huh.
Because when did that movie come out? The early 80s.
Yeah, I think so. Darren McGavin,
the year I was
so
born.
Darren McGavin's so good.
He's fucking great and everything. Yeah. Everything. Bill,
is he dead too?
Big Dynamo? Yeah, oh yeah, he's dead.
Long gone.
Yeah, I think, probably early 2000s is when he died.
Okay.
I think he's been gone a while. Derek, the old man Parker, he didn't even have a first name.
2006.
Yeah, he's been gone a while.
Damn.
The dad and Billy Madison. Yeah, big day tomorrow. Day full of daiquiris and penguins and jack-off magazines.
So good.
Yes. Yeah, it's hard to top Scott Farkas. He's about as iconic of a fucking shithead.
Yeah.
He even beats up all of his friends, too. It's not just him. You, come here. Was it Flick that he did it to? Yes. Or was it?
Yeah.
Schwartz. Say, uncle.
Dickhead.
But yeah, and he beats the shit out of him. It's awesome. I love that. Yeah.
That's a good pick.
And then his mom, like, picks Ralphie up. She's like, Ralphie! And he, like, starts crying and then, like, doesn't even ask if the kid's okay. Yeah. Just takes she the just fucking, leaves. Just leaves with him.
It's perfect.
Like, you little shithead. Yep. All right, Scott Farkas is on the list.
What a good great pick. Movie. I don't need to see that many more times.
Anymore. Yeah, I know. I can't wait. I need to start.
Yeah. I don't know why they play it for 24 hours straight.
That's a little much. Because, you know, it's the bomb.
That's a little much.
I would love to have that major award in my window.
That's a major award.
If you could buy them. Would you put one of those up for a Christmas decoration?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have two little miniature ones.
Do you?
I think I have an ornament of it.
Yeah.
I need to get, I need to go down to, what's the fucking one? Are you talking horrors, Mitch?
No, I'm trying to look at my pictures from when I went to this house.
That literally was moving so fast.
It was.
I couldn't even focus my eyes on it. It's like, how are you going to find them? No, I completely lost my, what is it, Hart Mercantile down there in the Oregon District?
Yeah.
I like to go down there and try to find like fucked up Christmas ornaments every year.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to completely revamp my tree like with three or four ornaments every single year with something new and fucked up.
Oh, smart.
So like I had the boob
new
ones.
New and fucked up.
Yeah, the bulbs that are tits.
The boobs.
And then I have the naked old people, and then I have David
Tell
Bowie.
Tell us more about the naked
Ziggy
old
Starbus.
People.
It's just literally a naked old people. It's like an old man with like a stocking over his dick, and then this old woman with giant hooters.
They're hanging.
That are like hanging all the way down to like the middle of her thighs, and she's got her hands over her nipples all the way down there hanging.
It's real festive. Glorious.
It's very festive.
Real festive.
Yeah. Very, very Christmassy. Yeah. Yes. All right, Kyle, your first nominee.
The old Mr. Potter.
Oh, that's son of a bitch.
What an asshole.
God.
What an asshole.
Just trying to destroy everyone.
And he couldn't walk. What a loser.
I know.
Yeah.
Fucking lame ass. For the people who do you watch it? Do you watch it every Christmas Eve?
Oh, absolutely.
For the people who've never seen A Wonderful Life, what's the quick synopsis of it?
It's a guy
bounces around a little bit.
It's a guy pretty much down on his luck, and he says like, "Oh, I wish I'd never been born," basically. And then he's visited by a guardian angel, right?
It's, he wasn't an angel yet, though. He was trying to get it. Yeah, he was like in the trees, like an angel training. Yeah,
a guardian in training or whatever. And then he shows him what his life would be if he didn't exist, if he never existed. Because it comes out that like he saved his brother's life.
Yeah, when he almost drowned.
Yeah, his brother goes on to do amazing things. So And then he just, like I said, he just sees what his life would be without him. But Mr. Potter is the old rich prick that lives in his town.
Old rich prick.
And he owns like every business except the business that George, the main guy, main
the
character.
The old buildings and loans.
Yeah.
I'll take your building and loans.
This old drafty house.
So good.
Mike does a pretty good George Potter.
Does he really?
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
He does. George Bailey.
George Bailey, I mean. Yeah, Mr. Potter's the asshole. Yeah.
Ooh, look at that trailer going on there. But yeah, it's just... and then, like I said, Mr. Potter's the old rich guy that lives in town, and he owns every business besides the building and loan that George runs.
And which, doesn't the buildings and loan allow people to be able to afford houses?
Yes. That aren't owned by Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Because Mr. Potter owns everything else. And,
garbage houses that he makes. He's just trying to make money off everybody.
Yes. Like a prick.
Yes. And then at some point throughout the movie, it's shown that George's, is it his uncle that owns the building and loan with him?
No, it's his. I think it's his uncle who works with him. I don't know if it's an owner. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if owns like, he misplaces money at the bank, and Mr. Potter finds it or something.
Yeah.
And then they don't make, like, their rent or what. Like, they can't hand out any more money because they don't have it, and Mr. Potter has it all. And then that's how, like, at the end, they get all the money from all the neighborhood.
Everyone comes in, and because George is such a stand-up guy, they come in and all.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, I'd do anything for you, George. You're the reason I have this house. First time in the big city.
Yeah. Mr. Martini. Yeah. Mr. Martini comes, the bar owner.
It's complete. And then, you know, just like, one, treats everybody like they're pieces of shit and below them, but then also turns on the I'm not a bad guy bullshit charm.
Trying to be the nice guy, giving everybody housing and everything.
And he's trying to get them to sell the buildings and loan to him.
Yes. Yep. Because, like I said, it's
then
the
he
only
can control everything.
It's the only business he doesn't own in the town.
Yeah.
And then at some point, George sees what life would be without him and sees that Bedford Falls, the town that they live in, would be Pottersville.
Yes.
If it weren't for them, because he would own everything.
Yes.
And it
Merry
just...
Christmas, Bedford Falls! Amanda gets so... She hates it. She hates that movie.
God, I love
it. I turn
it
on.
Insist on watching
it. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Fucking go kick rocks.
You sound like a real asshole.
Yeah,
man.
I know. I'm like, go kick rocks. I'm watching fucking George Potter.
It's Christmas
George
time.
Bailey.
You gotta watch it. It's a wonderful life.
It's a wonderful tradition,
life.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's which I know we've talked about multiple times on the show, but the reason that movie is played is because the copyright on it had lapsed. It was an old failed movie that never got released to Jimmy Stewart's.
Oh, yeah. Really?
And then they said, "Oh, we can start playing it for no money on Christmas Eve." And they started playing it because it was a Christmas movie and no one owned the copyright to it. So they were able to make a shitload of money off of it.
Oh, wow.
And that's how it became popular in the tradition that it is. After he'd become a star long after.
How great is that?
I know. Yes. Awesome. I love that fucking movie.
No, it's a great movie. It's a classic.
And the mobile gym floor that has the pool underneath it still exists.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a high school in L.A. somewhere
that
has a pool underneath their gym floor that moves like that. It's still there.
That would
be
a wild thing to do.
I know.
A wild thing to have at your high school.
Falling in.
That's not that studio at Warner Brothers?
No. It's an actual high school. Look that up. Look up, It's a Wonderful Life.
Look it up, damn it.
Pool Jim or whatever.
Pool Jim Jim.
Pool Jim Jim and Jimmy Jam.
Jimmy Jam.
I wonder whatever happened to Jimmy Jam.
That's right.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Alone. There it is. Pool Party.
There it is. That's the new picture of it.
Damn.
It's still there. I forget what Nazarene. What freaking something Nazarene. Beverly Hills. Something Nazarene.
Mm.
Aqua Magazine. What school is it?
Israel. How about that?
I still feel like they would have known that was opening before they fell into it, like idiots.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of. Yeah, I think so.
Amanda hates it because he's such a dick to his family. Like, or he's just like, why do we have to have so many kids? He's all pissed off. I think, did it say up there what it was?
Beverly Hills High School.
Oh, Beverly Hills High School in Los Angeles.
Oh, it is. There you go. Told
Swim
you.
Gym.
Knew it. I knew it.
Just told you.
They win the dance off, then fall in the pool. Then he's trying to hook up with her.
And, I'll give you the moon, Mary.
Yes. How about that? I'll give it to you.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Oh, really? Man.
Yeah. I watch it every year.
I told Jada fucking asked me a couple years ago to store a basketball hoop for his daughters for Christmas at my house. Yeah. And then I like had to put it together for him. He's like, okay, well, can we like bring it over on Christmas? I said, that fucking goal is not coming over until after fucking Merry Christmas Bedford Falls.
Look at that. So, they got the basketball hoop. In the pool, that'd be some cool pool basketball right there.
Mm-hmm. How many fucking like high schools actually have a pool in them? It's got to be very small. A very small amount.
Mine's on the roof.
That's what we said.
Ours was in the basement.
We told the freshmen. Get up there, freshmen.
Fresh meat.
I just beat the shit out of them. That's all I did.
Fucked them.
Fucked them. All of them. Every last one of them. Yes, Mr. Potter's on the list. Mitch, your first nominee.
Of all the cheap ways to save a buck, fucking Frank Shirley from Christmas Vacation.
Give me somebody. Anybody.
I'm sorry. This is my family's first kidnapping.
I'm sorry.
We're no more. If I had a rubber hose, buddy, I would beat you.
That's pretty low, mister. If I had a rubber hose, I would beat you.
Frank Shirley, Christmas Vacation, decides that he is not going to give Chevy Chase
or anyone else
in his company the Christmas bonus that he had done every year for 17 years.
When you count it, it's part of your salary.
Yeah.
What you did just plain sucks. Thanks, Rusty.
Thanks, Rusty. So, Uncle Eddie.
I thought I was getting a bonus. Instead, I got rolled a Jelly Club.
Yeah, Jelly of the Month Club.
That's a gift that keeps on giving.
Of all the cheap, lousy ways to save a buck.
You are still fired and you are going to jail. That's Bill Murray's brother, correct?
Yes, Brian Doyle Murray.
His older brother, I think.
And I love when Beverly D'Angelo... When they say freeze and she just cups Chevy Chase's wiener.
I know.
His wien dog.
I believe that was completely improv.
Lucky man.
Look at his face up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I believe that was not called for. She did that on a whim. Yeah, I think I heard that.
That's one of the best scenes.
She's just like, I'm just going to grab his cock and balls.
Yeah. And he doesn't
and he
flinch.
Just goes with it.
He doesn't flinch.
I would let Beverly D'Angelo cup my genitals.
Yeah. So this guy I used to work with is her nephew.
Really?
I used to work with her.
Think we can get
her
on the show? Get a hold of him.
I don't know Nick. It's Nick D'Angelo. So we asked him. He's like, yeah, actually, that's my aunt. And he's a government affairs guy in the state of Ohio. I don't know if he's still there, but I worked with him a couple years ago.
Huh. I like everything that Doyle Murray does.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's
celebrate his entire collection.
I mean, he's a great. I don't celebrate his entire collection, okay. but I celebrate some of his collection.
All right, good.
But he's just always a great character actor to go along there.
Yeah.
He's almost as funny as his brother, but just he's very one dimensional.
Yeah.
He's just always kind of a rah, 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 that kind of guy, but he's very good at it.
Yeah.
But like that, yeah. You're the one who came up with that non-nutritive cereal varnish. What does he say? I was speaking to a group. I'd like to mention it. He's like, can you write me up a summary and get it by the end of the day? Sure. He's like, layman's terms, none of that bullshit inside jargon that you fucking guys are talking about. And then he thanks him for the Christmas card. And he just looks at this guy like, he's like, corporate cards. Don't forget that report, Bill. He calls him the wrong name every time. Uh-huh. He's just like such a dick.
He is good.
So I got enrolled in a Jelly Club.
I love when Chevy Chase comes in and gives him this gift, and every gift on the table is the same.
Put him over there with the rest, Griswold.
Yeah, put him over there with the rest. They all look exactly the same. Like, what the hell did they give in that box?
Yeah, what was it?
It was the weirdest shaped box
if
ever.
If you don't mind, I'm in the middle of a Borton call.
Give me anybody.
Give me somebody. Anybody. And give me somebody while I'm waiting.
Yeah.
He goes off on a
long ass table. That's good. That's Frank Shirley.
I love how his wife goes off on him too. Where she's like, oh, like she couldn't believe that he cut out the bonuses.
Yeah. Well, that's what she said. Of all the cheap, lousy ways to save a buck, Frank. You
remember when I was toying with cutting out the Christmas bonuses?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't. Of all the cheap, lousy ways to save a buck. She like looks like a fur, you know, a fur wearing fucking idiot. Oh, yeah. It's like perfect.
It's perfect. Bulging beastly man.
Yeah. And
when
and
he kicks him in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
And when they're walking in, it's one of the funniest scenes.
You ready to do some ass kissing?
Yeah. You ready to do some kissing?
Yeah.
Oh, ho, ho. Yeah. Has happy holiday slumber upon Melody Lane with all the other rich folks. That would have brought right here with a big rant on his head.
If we could play that video of him on that rant,
it's a dog so licking and bread snake the kissing. All?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, son of a holy shit. Where's the Tylenol?
Yeah.
Great movie.
Black and Bring right here.
One of the favorite Christmas ones.
Yeah. Oh, it's a classic. Ever. It's a
Frank
classic.
Shirley, mm-hmm. That son of a bitch.
Frank Shirley. On the list, Christmas Vacation. My first. You were trying to argue with me before the episode even started, Mitch, about Christmas movies.
I didn't argue with you.
Yeah.
I was telling the people at home to fuck off.
That's right. You guys fuck off.
Defending your honor.
Your honor.
Because it isn't Christmas until Hans Gruber's dropped out of the 32nd floor of Nakatomi Towers.
That's right.
I'm going with Hans Gruber from The Christmas Movie. Die Hard.
Yep.
Played by Alan Rickman, also a guy we were talking about earlier.
Yes.
Very versatile actor, classically trained. What are you pulling up here?
Just go on.
Oh, no, you're breaking my concentration. I can't.
Yeah, he's going to throw the laptop.
Oh god, what are you doing here? Nativity.
There's a Hans
what?
Gruber.
I got to have that.
Where he drops all the floors.
It's only $12?
$12.
I'm going to buy that on Amazon tonight.
It's an advent calendar.
It's an advent calendar. Look at that.
That is fucking awesome.
So
how quick can it get to me?
It's on Prime, I think.
It's in stock. Delivery. Oh, see, it's the 7th of the 19th, though.
Well, there's like six other options.
I know. I'm going to have to get that. We're looking at an advent calendar that counts down the days to Christmas of Hans Gruber falling out of the building floor by floor is Nakatomi. All labeled from Nakatomi Towers.
It's great.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Die Hard, 1986, I believe, 87, somewhere in that neighborhood. Maybe 1985.
Circa.
People call it, people question whether or not it's a Christmas film.
It
takes place around Christmas. It's on Christmas Eve. Now, people can argue all day long. It's a Christmas movie in my house, 1988. Relatively unknown film actor, definitely not a action star.
Mm-mm.
He was known for Moonlighting, a dramedy. They chose to shoot the film in 20th Century Fox's new building that had just been built that had a bunch of vacant floors because it would be able to save a shitload of money. That was an actual construction site going on as they were building this studio's headquarters.
No shit.
Yes, and that it's still to this day it's 20th Century Fox's. I think it's 20th Century or maybe Warner Brothers, one of the two.
Huh.
But they shot it in the construction zone levels of the fucking thing because it was a very cheap movie. It was an action movie that, you know, they picked a guy who wasn't a known action star.
Yeah.
And it became one of the biggest movies of all time.
Oh yeah. Die Harder.
Yes. Alan Rickman is the leader of a terrorist group that hijacks Bruce Willis, who is a New York City cop who plays John McClane. He's a New York City cop whose wife is in corporate America, and she has their, you know, on the rocks, their marriages. She's moved to Los Angeles to take this very important job at Nakatomi, whatever the Nakatomi Corporation.
Yep.
Japanese company that has a lot of money, a lot of bail bonds or whatever, a lot of whatever, not bail bonds, what kind of bonds?
Mm-hmm.
Something bonds.
Corporate.
Something like that. A lot of money in their vault inside the building.
Ah, yes.
Hans Gruber and his group of German thugs and terrorists move into there. In essentially are trying to get into the vault and crack the code. And John McClane seems to be the only one in there who could possibly do something about it as he's visiting his wife. So the whole movie is him trying to kill off these terrorists one by one. And I would say that Hans Gruber was probably the first one. Alan Rickman's the leader of it. He's probably the first one that I can remember that was like a sophisticated like terrorist.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember anyone else that's in that ballpark where it's like he's not necessarily, you know, he's very, you know, very intelligent and very put together. Yes, suit wearing.
He's not
vain.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not crazy.
Yeah. He's not like a crazy. Yeah, he's very calculated, very intelligent.
Dieter von Kunt is the only
Dieter von Kunt. Dieter von Kunt. Yes. But then it becomes a game of wits between the New York City smart ass, you know, blue collar cop and the well put together corporate, you know, terrorist guy. They never see each other till the end.
Yeah, and don't forget Carl Winslow.
Yes, and of course Carl Winslow. Yes. These are for my wife.
And Argyle.
They're pregnant.
Argyle.
Argyle just hanging out with the stuffed bear in the bottom for the entire fucking thing. Love that. But yeah, I mean, this is what I know Alan Rickman as, even though there's amazing a million other characters that he's played.
Yeah.
Great actor, rest in peace. But yeah, to me, this sticks out as villain nonstop.
Oh, absolutely.
When it comes down to it. What's your favorite part of Die Hard, Mitch? Do you have one?
When he's in the shafts, the air vents. I just love that. And
come,
I, of course,
come down, hey, it'll be great. Last and last.
Yeah. Yippee-ki-yay is also the other one.
Oh, well, of course.
Yes. I love he was in. He was one of the first kind of, is it anti-heroes, they would call it?
Yeah.
What is the term for that?
Yeah, I think it'd be anti.
Yeah, when they call it, like, you know, he's like a flawed.
Oh, yeah.
Smart ass.
Yeah, like flawed, but also, you know, just like an imperfect hero guy where he's just like, you know, he's obviously shitty in relationships. Yeah. He's, you know, he's just, you know, like, he takes very, like, especially at the beginning when they talk about it where.
How he messed everything up.
Well, he comes in to meet her for the first time and he's in that office and she comes in during this company Christmas party and is like, it's great to see you. I've missed you so much. And he's like, you missed me, but you didn't miss my last name, huh? Like, he just immediately, it's like he has to start an argument with her. Like, because he changed it. Oh, you're this and that. He's just like, you're my wife, you know, and it turns into this whole argument. But yeah, but then, yeah, just being a wise ass.
Yeah.
Like a wise ass, you know, yeah.
Forced to take matters in his own hands.
Fucking love that movie.
That's right.
The greatest.
Yeah, it is a great movie.
I watch it on Christmas Eve every year before the fucking, what you call it?
Big nostalgia guy.
Watch them all, man. I watch them all. I literally have a list, and I have to go through them all, and I have to, same with Halloween.
On, like, the specific days of the year you have to watch
them? No, I mean, days of the year. It's always Die Hard on New Year's before It's
New
a Wonderful
Year's
Life. Christmas Eve, sorry. Okay. It's before It's a Wonderful Life. But all the other ones have to be hit at some point throughout it. There's a million, I mean, I have a shit
what
ton of movies.
What happens if you don't make it?
That's not an option. Okay. I make it.
Okay. Christmas so, doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's right. I think John McClane had options.
Crab cakes and football.
John McClane had plans.
Yeah. I think Christmas Eve is Sunday this year, so you'll have NFL football to.
It is, but I think.
Do the Lions not play?
If I'm not mistaken, are they moving the whole.
Let's look it up.
I know the Bengals play that Saturday.
No, they only move it when Christmas is on Sunday.
The internet.
Yeah.
So they'll move all the games to Saturday games if Christmas falls on Sunday. But I think they are all on Christmas Eve this year.
I know
Sunday, December 24th.
Lions.
And they have two on Christmas night.
Do the Lions have the Broncos that day?
Three on Christmas Day, and I take it back. It's just like Thanksgiving. They have a 1, a 4:30, and an 8:15. Hold on.
I think they got the Broncos.
It is the Lions Vikings.
Oh.
At 1 p.m. on Sunday the 24th.
Joshua Dobbs and the boys.
That's right. So then I got 4 to 7 p.m. One time they bring on 8:30 or something, they run It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. You probably have it on DVD, though.
I actually don't.
Really?
I watch it on TV.
What a fucking loser.
I watch it on TV.
We got
every time.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
What are you, fucking Hans
What
Gruber?
Are you, fucking gay?
That's Not that there's anything wrong with that.
There's anything wrong with that.
Get us canceled.
At this point, I'd welcome the canceling because at least people would be talking
gorgeous.
About us.
Isa Gonzalez.
She looks stupid.
Oh, she looks stupidly handsome.
Hans Gruber's on the list.
Handsome.
Timmy, you're second.
Titties.
And final.
Result of Mogwai. Gremlins.
Great
choice.
I literally think that this movie...
Is one of
the forgotten Christmas movies.
Yeah. Yeah, this is probably one of the first horror movies that I ever watched.
This is a creepy fucking movie.
Yeah.
It's only rated PG.
It's right up there with Sinterklaas.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that unbelievable?
That's kind of surprising because I remember there's a couple scenes that are maybe, I don't know if I've.
They're pretty scary.
A gory.
They're gory and scary. Yeah. A lot of bubbling.
I like the hidden message in it, too.
Bubble.
They're like, you Corey can't. Corey Feldman. Just because something is pretty and fucking cute, you need to realize that you can't be a fucking idiot and just take whatever the hell you want.
No,
second
absolutely.
Time, Phoebe. You follow the important things.
Follow the rules.
You follow the rules.
Second time Phoebe Cates has shown up in a movie and on this list.
And she didn't show her boobs in it, did she?
No, not.
That's a shame.
I like them.
She's in another movie?
Yeah, Christmas. Christmas Vacation. She's the one getting off the pool, isn't she?
No, oh, that's Fast Times at Ridgemont.
Ah, fucking you.
Judge Reinhold stroking off in the bathroom.
I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
So,
does anyone knock anymore?
The synopsis of Gremlins. So you're just picking all the Gremlins there. Yeah, they're all just
it's a conglomerate. Yes. If I had to go with one, I would go with Stripe, though. He was the leader.
He's kind of the main dog. Yeah, right.
Mohawk. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The father. It starts with the father. He's an inventor. He's trying to sell his inventions. He's in Chinatown. I'm not sure exactly where they're at.
That's exactly right.
He ends up in this back alley shop and comes upon this box that has a little furry creature inside that he'd never seen before, and he thinks that'd be a great gift for his son.
What a weird thought.
Right. The shopkeeper is an old Chinese guy, but there's a little Chinese kid that's kind of showing him around. And kind of almost pointed him towards this Mogwai. The shopkeeper absolutely does not want to sell it to him, but the kid ends up defying the grandfather of the shopkeeper and selling it to him anyway.
The wise man. Shaman.
Brings it home. It's a cute little gift. There were, three rules? Don't get him wet. Don't feed him after midnight. And
yeah.
Yeah, don't feed him after midnight.
No sunshine, right?
Oh, can't. Yeah, don't ever have him in direct sunlight.
What is he, a fucking gremlin?
You know what this is, Timmy?
I don't.
That's the entrance.
That's the entrance to the shop.
Oh, that's cool.
Where was that at?
Warner Brothers Studios.
Oh, in L.A.
Yeah, when
okay.
I went there last year.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So
send me that.
I will.
The son inadvertently breaks the rules and all hell breaks loose. And
you find out why they can't do that.
They can't get wet because it multiplies. You can't feed them after midnight because they change from this nice little furry creature to violent
devil.
Little gremlins. And sunlight will.
Don't children
them.
Do that thing too? Don't children do that too?
Yeah, the same. Yeah. It's the same it's rules.
It's the same rules.
Don't feed them after midnight. They never go to bed.
So it ends up being a horde of gremlins that terrorize the town and fuck everything up and. Billy has to save.
Bright lights. Don't get wet. No feeding after midnight. No sex in the champagne room.
That's right.
Billy and Gizmo have to save the town.
Gizmo is the Mogwai that hasn't turned into the shithead yet.
Yes.
But then don't they like he? What is he? Does he get him wet?
Accidentally, yeah. Corey Feldman.
Gets him wet, and then he like drops his pods out of himself.
He had like a brush, paintbrushes or something, water in it.
Yeah.
His little. They pop out of him, and a little furry.
But it
balls.
Doesn't do anything to Gizmo, right?
No, he doesn't. Like it doesn't alter him.
Yeah.
There's what like six or nine more of Mogwai as a result of the water getting on him, and then the bad group, not Gizmo, ends up sneaking. They turned off his clock or set it back or something, so he inadvertently feeds them after midnight, which changes them into the gremlins.
Yeah.
After they. Go through their pupil stage.
And chaos ensues.
Ugh,
best part of the Gremlins. What do you got? What's your favorite one? The most memorable thing to you in that film that sticks out to you?
Probably when Stripe jumps into the pool.
Okay. Yeah.
Part where he's like, he knows what's going to happen at this point, and he like almost like sneers at him and then jumps into the pool because then there's going to be a fucking million of them.
Oh, yeah. To me, it's when they fucking soup up the goddamn electric chairlift up the stairs and shoot the old woman out of the fucking top of the house.
That's incredible.
And they were so like, it was just awesome. The music in it was so awesome too. Like the score to it when they're all just causing all this fucking havoc. And people are doing, incredibly shit they would never put in movies nowadays.
That movie
was PG.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and they had whole Gremlins bits at Hallmark.
It
was like a family thing.
Unmute that. Let's see that.
Steven Spielberg presents Gremlins.
Gremlins.
Billy Pelser has a nice home.
Billy, is that you?
Yeah, Mom, it's me.
Fuck off.
A nice job. A nice girl.
If you're not doing anything this Thursday night, maybe you'd like to go out on a date with me?
I'd love to.
And loving parents who are about to give him...
You're going
to
like this. No, 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 don't shake it. We're going to have to open it now. We won't wait till Christmas.
The most unusual gift he ever got.
What is it?
No.
It's your new pet.
Come on, Barney, be a good dog. My dad gave it to me.
But there are a few things to keep in mind. If you expose it to the light, you may hurt it. If you get it wet, it will multiply.
All that from water? They got wet?
Yeah, plain water.
And most important, no matter how much they beg, never, never let them eat after midnight. Because when they do, they change.
Rafe.
They become clever, mischievous.
What's going on here?
And dangerous.
Gremlins, eh? Little monsters.
Right.
Hundreds of them.
Well, I don't know, maybe thousands.
They've been here too. There you go. Billy, what are these things? Where do they come from?
Look, I know it sounds crazy, I know. But in a few hours, you're gonna have a major disaster on your hands.
There it is.
Gremlins, directed by Joe Dante. They'll be expecting you.
Yeah, Christopher Columbus wrote like a million fucking movies. And he discovered the new world.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, we got a whole day off.
Amazing. Oh yeah, we got a whole day off because of him. That's right.
Don't all break right. The three rules. What are the three rules, though?
He already, yeah. He
I know, said, but remember them because yeah. This is Christmas.
Yes.
Forever, the rest of the year, those listening at home, don't play cards with the woman with the dagger tattoo.
Don't play now. Don't play kidding. Cards with that's a guy with the Wolf. Same first name as a
that's
city.
Teen Wolf, sorry.
That's yeah, same first name as a
I
city.
I mixed them up. I mixed them
don't
up.
Get less than 12 hours of sleep.
And the rest don't, is cream cheese.
Don't go anywhere near a woman with a tattoo of a dagger on her body. Stick to those and everything else is cream cheese.
Good choice, Timmy.
All right, Gremlins is on the list. Kyle, you're second and final.
The Grinch.
Oh, the Grinch.
Yes.
The good old Grinch.
Yes.
Are
Jim
you
Carrey.
Yeah. So you're more of a that's the one you know the most? Is that
that's the one I've Jimmy? Seen the most? The first one I saw was like the classic cartoon.
Okay, so
one.
You saw that before that.
Yeah. Because this came out in 2000, so yeah, I was already.
It was 2000. Damn, I thought I would have yeah. guessed it was in the mid to late 90s.
There's yeah. an even newer remake. Like
yeah, I saw cartoon. I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, he went.
That's
the
one like my kids gravitate towards is the newest yeah. one, not the.
We talk. I think we
and
talked
of course,
about that.
Cindy Lou Who's now the lead singer of.
What the hell's the band?
Reckless.
Is it the Pretty Reckless?
Yeah, Pretty Reckless.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. She's a rocker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
which you could tell in this movie she could sing.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah. That's the for the people who've never seen The Grinch, Kyle.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I know.
But it's like this. It's a Dr. Seuss movie, obviously, and it's like a monster that lives in this city that adores Christmas, but he hates it. So Whoville. He just doesn't fit in. And then, obviously, throughout the movie, there's this little girl that lives in the city that tries to get him to fall in love with Christmas. And then
as he's trying to destroy the town and destroy Christmas.
Town, he's stealing every present. From like a suction,
this
like
movie
a vacuum.
Did give
thing.
It more of like a background. I did like that about it.
How, yes, you know, like when he was a little kid.
Yeah, or yeah. He had the love interest, and then the asshole who's the mayor.
Yeah, the mayor
was always cockblocking
the
him.
Guy from Arrested
yeah.
Development.
Yeah,
yes.
Jeffrey Tambor, I think is his name.
Yeah, yeah Tambor, yeah. May who.
Yeah,
yeah. They, which I'm surprised people had listed him on several of these lists as being one
as
of the
a
villains.
Villain?
Yeah,
that's funny. Yeah, he kind of is.
He was a dick. Yeah, he was a dick.
That he was one of them. But yeah. But throughout the whole thing, you know, he's trying to destroy it. But as it goes on, their resilience and their happiness
yeah.
infects him. Didn't they say what his heart was two sizes too small?
Yeah.
And that's why he was mm-hmm. he was imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he didn't like Christmas. And then, yeah, it grew. What is it? Was some all of the stuff. He put it all in a sleigh, right? Everything that he stole from.
Yeah.
From
and then he
Whoville.
Tries to, like, push it down the mountain.
Over the mountain, yeah.
On.
Mm-hmm. And then he decides, you know, in the last minute that he doesn't hate Christmas, yeah, and his heart grows three sizes.
Yeah. Like more than normal.
Yes.
Yeah, bigger than normal.
Enlarged. And
then he gives all the,
like mine.
Yes. An elephant heart. But I thought Jim Carrey was awesome in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they did.
We talked about that in a previous episode where he went through like Navy SEAL torture training.
Mm-hmm.
To deal with doing the makeup.
Yeah, because it was like an hour and a half a day or something.
I think it was like four.
Was it more than that?
It was a shitload of time that he had to do to put that thing on. He said the contacts were the worst. Because they had to put
that fucks your eyes.
Yeah, they had to put those things in there to change his eye color to screw it all up.
Yeah.
But it was it was definitely, I mean, he's as iconic as it gets. I mean, when you're talking about it as far as the Grinch goes.
Oh, absolutely.
Did you like the movie or the cartoon better? So I always gravitate towards the cartoon, cuz that was the first thing I saw. Like it was new news when he did that in 2000. I was a teenager.
The makeup and
he was good. It was
everything
good.
Everything was so good, like the whole Whoville.
Yeah.
The whole production. I thought that was good. It was,
and they added so much little backstory to it too, with like obviously he was talking about that, but just his like interactions with the dog, and like that weren't in the thing to make it a longer movie than it was.
Yeah, and Taylor Momsen, Cindy Lou Who,
yes,
now she's a famous singer.
That's right, Mitch was taking a pee-pee. He missed that. We were just talking about the pretty reckless Molly Shannon,
lead singer. Yeah, Molly Shannon. Great.
And that Christine Baranski,
Martha May.
I love that woman in everything she does. Oh, she is so good in everything. She plays a perfect uptight bitch in everything. Cruel Intentions. Yeah. That is the funniest part of Cruel Intentions, where like her daughter's Selma Blair, and she's interested in Sean Patrick Thomas, who's like this, you know, rich fucking, you know, like symphony violin cello player.
Yes.
And then he you know, he thinks that she doesn't like her daughter being interested in him because he's black. And then she's like, don't give me any of that racist crap. My husband and I gave money to Colin Powell. Like that makes her not makes racist. You know, it's like the most perfect thing to say.
You're right. Yeah. She's great, awesome, and everything. Yeah, God, it's amazing to me how long some of these people's lists of things they've acted in.
Oh yeah, they've been in so many things.
The Guru, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah,
that's 23 years old, Kyle.
She's
that's
one insane. Episode of Frasier.
Yeah, yeah,
but
I
yeah,
think she's
Jim
Sheldon's mom in The Big Bang Theory too.
Oh yeah, I think you're right. But yeah, I'm gonna default that the cartoon's good and all, but I like the live action better.
Yeah,
and it's one of the better live actions of all the live actions that they've done.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
What other ones are on that list? Just to refer, like, what other live actions have they done from
Scooby-Doo?
Yeah. From cartoons, just in general.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Well, you got all the
Disney stuff.
Yeah, all the.
But
Disney
I don't
stuff.
Really count. I mean. That Lion King didn't really count.
No, it's all
Ninja Turtles.
Stupid
Ninja Turtles. Yeah, yeah.
I don't need to be a
He-Man.
Fuck yeah.
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 Fuck the Grinch.
Yeah.
Timmy's on it.
Timmy's on it.
Yeah. California dude.
That's a whole list. Best live action remakes
of cartoons.
Yeah, that's a whole
God,
list.
God, I fucking loved the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Those movies Ninja were so Turtles awesome.
Except the first, you hate Will Arnett.
That doesn't count to me. That's so far past it. I'm talking fucking, you know, Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Like, Secret of the Ooze. Like after that, like fuck up, fuck all of them.
Ninja Rap.
After that, fuck all of them.
After that, fuck all of them.
Yes.
Go Ninja, go Ninja, go.
Go Ninja, go.
Yes. Jim Carrey's, it's one of his, this role's like perfect for him.
Oh yeah, he was perfect for it.
What like did you give him all sugared up down there, Mitch?
Yeah, what'd you do down there?
I gave him, I fed him some chili.
Candy box.
Oh, there you
candy
go.
They're shitting all over my airplane.
They're good at it.
They're all hopped up on that hot, on that fucking dark chocolate running around.
Oh,
it's Amanda home yet to corral those monsters that are running around?
She's not home yet?
No, she probably won't be home till like 11 o'clock.
I guess it is Columbus.
Yeah. I think she's done by 10. But yeah, it's... Yeah, that's a good pick. I mean, he's as It's weird though to call him a villain because I mean he is a villain, but then by the end of it, what's I think?
Well, yeah.
I think there's a couple of people on this list. That actually goes
end
to
up being the good guy at the end.
Yeah, by the end of it. Well, one of them that didn't make the list, but we'll talk about the honorable mentions after we get to that one. All right, the Grinch is on the list.
A whole list. Listen to this: Peter Pan, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast.
I forgot about Peter Pan.
Yeah, the Flintstones. That was a good one.
Oh, God, I hated that.
John Goodman's so good.
I hated that.
Dumbo,
he is good.
101 Dalmatians.
See, I don't think that is the Cruella. Was the Dumbo a real elephant?
Wasn't a real elephant. No, you're not going to have a real elephant actually act.
Well, it'd be a lot better if it did.
I'm not going to disagree with that. Peter Pan, that was good. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. But anyway, all right. So, yes, you said... That was a good
yes,
choice.
Yes.
Way to go.
You're second and final, Mitch.
My second, thanks for the backhand. That was good. Second thanks is a duo. Backhand. A duo. Some of my favorite actors in any movie of any kind. And I'm just Harry and Marv. Harry and Marv.
AKA
Home Alone, AKA the Sticky Bandits, AKA the Wet Bandits.
The Wet Bandits.
Yes. Yes. So for those of you paying attention at home, Catherine O'Hara, Kate,
hot,
and her husband, John Hurd, Peter, their kid Kevin gets
parents.
Left home alone
terrible
because
parents.
They send him to his upstairs with he was supposed to sleep with four.
He was getting shit on.
He was getting
shit on. I completely agree. I completely side with Kevin. I don't know if that was intentional, but I do.
But what the French call les incompetents. And what was his uncle? Uncle Frank was a prick. I almost chose him, another Frank, because he's
like, "Look what you did, you little jerk!"
Yeah, you're such a disease, and
Kevin.
Stuff
you're
like
such
that.
A disease. I almost, shut up.
I could have chose Buzz. Buzz could have been
Buzz.
A whole other Buzz villain, sucks. But he's not quite a villain.
Look how fat he is!
Fucking asshole.
He definitely got uglier.
Yeah,
you would think. I've seen him in the movie. He couldn't get any uglier than
but,
that. But,
but
he did.
The guys outside of
I wouldn't let you
Culkin.
Sleep in my room if you were growing on my ass.
You even said it with this face.
I can recite that movie all the way through.
So Marv, Daniel Stern, and of course Harry as Joe Pesci play some of the greatest villains / comedic Abbott and Costello
buffoonish,
just dumb stuff with shit all over their faces. But here's the thing.
Shit. Literally.
They had shit all over tarred their faces. And feathered. They were...
But the synopsis of the movie for the lamos who haven't seen it.
The lamos at home. Kevin gets left at home. But the night before he gets left at home, the pizza guy comes in and the fake police officer comes in, Joe Pesci. And he's out there canvassing homes to see who's leaving in this pretty nice neighborhood. And he's trying to steal as everybody goes out of town for Christmas.
Rob him.
And his family, Kevin, Macaulay Culkin's family's going to Paris, and uncles and cousins and everybody. He
it's
gets
a mad
sent
house.
To his upstairs and accidentally gets counted. The neighbor kid gets counted instead of Kevin when they leave in the bus to go to the airport, and they get all the way on the plane and they realize they've forgotten Kevin. Kevin wakes up. He's got to take care of himself, fend for himself, and he's also realizing
his eight-year-old son.
Yeah, he's 8 years old, and he's got to take care of himself, and he's also defending his house against Harry and Marv. And so he sets up some of the most elaborate
The traps.
Traps, and we'll call them some Rube Goldberg type shit to make people just get smacked in the face with paint cans and step on micro machines and
some brutal shit.
Yeah, some really tough.
Yeah.
Would probably kill some people.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yes,
the second one
nails,
even worse. But
stepping on nails.
The blowtorching the head.
Blowtorching the head, yeah. But so
electrocution.
Harry,
Joe Pesci, was apparently a high school dropout. He never made it to sixth grade, or actually school dropout. And at some point, he partnered up with Marv, became known as the
Wet Bandits.
Never
made it to the sixth grade, kid. Doesn't look like you're going to either.
They were staking out houses. They disguised himself as a police officer. The name tag.
This is the backstory
Bernie
that's been written about these guys.
And went into the McAllister home. And then he finally gets into Peter McAllister's attention to inform him that he's checking the houses. Gets in later on, but Kevin's taking care of everything. He's tries to get in, but nope. Now, here's the thing. They leave their calling card by plugging up the kitchen sink, turning it on, leaving it running, and they call themselves the Wet Bandit.
Sick. You're sick. You know that?
That is a sick thing to do. Sick. That's like getting evicted from an apartment shit that people do.
Yeah.
It is, exactly. So they arrived, and Kevin had all that stuff that he did, but one of the best parts of it was when he's playing the movie, "I'm going to get you. I'm going to give you to the
Angels
count of 10.
Angels with filthy rings.
To get you ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead. One, two,
ten.
Angels with a filthy soul,
wings or
filthy
something.
Wings or
yeah.
Something. Is that a real movie?
I think it's based off of one, but I'm not sure it's real.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they just kind of did the thing off of it.
Okay. But all it right. is, yeah.
So wonder, the crazy thing about it is so many people my age, like Joe Pesci was an established, like, hardcore dramatic actor.
Yes.
That played really fucking dark, you know, fucking murderer, mobster characters, Raging Bull.
Absolutely.
And then, but the first thing that I ever saw him in was this movie. So he was just like the doofy fucking, you know, buffoon burglar.
How am I funny? How am I funny?
Yeah.
Am I funny like a clown?
Like a clown?
Yeah.
Oh, Gus Polinski, the Kenosha Kickers.
And that's what I was going to say is that it's got great cameos and actual true characters with the Kenosha Kickers. Oh, you know
all
the songs.
Officer
Balzac. Polka. Is that what his name was?
Damarushi Polka, a.k.a. Kiss Me Polka. Polka Twist.
Officer Bolzak.
Remember that one?
Yeah. No.
I'm sorry. In Chicago? No, Sheboygan. Very big in Sheboygan.
Very big in Sheboygan.
We sold like 300 copies up there. He made all of it up. It was all made up.
Was it really?
It was totally all made up. Read about it, like everything. Like he's literally making all this shit up about being the, they're like, you're a polka musician.
We should do an entire best John Candy.
We should.
Movie.
We should.
For his birthday next year.
I'm pretty sure that that's
his birthday.
Chris Columbus, I believe, was the director.
Okay.
And I think Chris Columbus, or what was it Chris Columbus or was it, no.
October 31st.
Chris Columbus wrote it. The fucking Hughes.
John Hughes
did it. And Hughes just literally told him, you're a polka musician who's not very famous. Go. And he just made all that shit up while he was talking to her.
Polka,
and she's like, she's legitimately like losing it.
Yeah, she is.
And she's like, okay,
yeah, she does. Like, she does the face. Yeah. It's like, what are you talking about? Can we just go?
Yeah, yeah.
Can we just get on this plane?
Yeah,
I don't know. We got this U-Haul.
We got this U-Haul. You know. We got to drive. He's like,
so good, man.
But like, even the shit, he made up the shit about the funeral parlor.
Really?
Where they're like, you know, like, did you ever leave a kid at home when he went on vacation? He goes, no, but we did leave one at the funeral parlor all day. It's like, yeah, you know, after 16 weeks, he came around, you know, started talking again. Like,
he's so good.
Yeah, he's so good. That guy was so fucking good.
Yeah, so best. Harry and Marv, the Wet Bandits, they get caught, but don't forget, they came back.
That's right. They busted out of the joint.
They're in New York. Yeah.
Now we're robbing candy stores.
Yeah.
Now we're kitty toy stores.
Yeah, kitty toy stores.
We're hitting Duncan's toy chest.
Oh, man. That
I fucking love
it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's the best.
I think just falling down the fucking.
Oh, they humped.
Man. Yeah, I know. When he puts that fucking. My mom would never laugh harder in any movie than when Kevin puts that tarantula on Marv's face and he screams.
Yeah.
She would like almost
his
piss her pants.
Is perfect.
The scream is
perfect. It's so good.
Yeah, because they're just like, you know, Harry's supposed to be the smarter one, but they're both idiots. Marv is like, you know, fucking legally retarded.
Marv, they called him pea brain and sissy.
Yeah.
They called him all those names in there.
Get up, you big sissy.
Get up, you big sissy.
Exactly.
Yeah, so good. My 8-year-old's at home alone. Yeah.
I have been from Chicago to Paris to Dallas to where the hell are we?
Scranton. The electric city.
You're like, Sheboygan.
So that's my second choice.
Kickers.
Wet Bandits.
Good one. Good pick.
Yep, that is
a
good one.
All right. Mine, I cannot bring this guy up because this is a movie. I don't know how much everyone loves this movie. I fucking love this movie.
Love it.
My second and final is. Myron Larrabee is the character's name, but played by Sinbad in Jingle All the Way. a movie that I think is highly underrated at Christmas time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is a, you know, a successful businessman around the Minneapolis area. And
or
he's,
is he?
Yeah, sorry. he's very forgetful. He's so busy, you know, with handling his customers and calling everyone his number one customer that he forgets to get his son's number one present that he wants, the Turbo Man doll. Which is somewhere along the lines of a Tickle Me Elmo at the time that it was going on when we witnessed that in real life. Mm-hmm. You can't find it. If you didn't get it months before, you're not going to get it. But it was the most important toy. He let his wife down because she told him 8 weeks ago to get it. And he said that he got it and he forgot. And then he lies to his wife and said that he got the Turbo Man doll because he thinks he can go out and just find it the next day on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. So the entire movie is Arnold Schwarzenegger running around the Minneapolis, you know, metropolitan area.
Fucking up.
Trying to find this fucking doll or this toy.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, in the first meeting that he has, he runs into a, I would say, borderline... what's the word I'm looking for? Disgruntled?
Yeah.
A disgruntled mailman. Ironically, they picked a mailman, which is perfect. Yeah, the whole going postal.
Yeah.
Myron, played by Sinbad, who is in the same category of trying to find this, this doll. And
he's trying just to make make money, right?
No, no. He's trying to get it for his kid as well.
He's trying to get it for his kid.
But he's playing dirty. And periodically, as they keep moving all to the same places, they keep running into one another. And first, Sinbad's trying to, like, team up with him, and Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't want to. And then, you know, then they're on the bad sides. And next thing you know, they're at diners, and they hear that they could get a Turbo Man doll if they answer, you know, they know all 7 reindeer, 9 reindeer. Mm-hmm. How many reindeer are there?
8
reindeer. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Rudolph's 9. But they end up going to the radio station, and of course, you know, the whole time Sinbad is carrying a postal fucking bag that has shit in it that he's throwing out all the places, like the worst mailman in history. But he pulls a Christmas package out when he doesn't get the Turbo Man doll at the radio station, and says that it's a bomb and that he's going to blow the whole place up if he doesn't get it.
Nothing like fake terrorism.
The cops come in, and then he sneaks out the back saying that it's a bomb, and then the cop opens it up and it actually was a bomb, but Sinbad didn't plant the bomb. It was just some psycho that had sent a bomb through the mail that he happened to have in his bag. Something that probably wouldn't fly in movies today. But then as he gets back in it, you know, it blows up and he's like, that was really a bomb. This is a sick world with sick people in it when he's running out.
Sinbad.
But he had great one-liners in it that were hilarious. I think Sinbad's funny. Like he I always fun. Have.
Absolutely.
And, but and of course, it ends at the holiday parade at the end, and you know, shenanigans ensue, and they become dressed up like Turbo Man and the bad guy, and Sinbad's the bad guy, and they're trying to get this last Turbo Man doll off of the float, and you know, it's action and chaos and hilarity. But the funniest thing to me is when he's in the radio station and he's yelling at, I'm not sure who plays the disc jockey. The disc jockey is trying to tell him that, like, are you guys under the impression that I have a Turbo Man doll in the studio right now? I don't. You will get one eventually. Here's, you know, you will get a voucher for one of them for when they become available. And then they start yelling at him and shit. And he tries to tell him to calm down. Who is the, I'm trying to find the guy.
Martin Mull?
Yes, it was Martin Mull was the DJ. There you go. And Martin,
he's a good actor, too.
Yeah, I know, he's funny, great. But Sinbad's like, I know you. I know your kind. You're the kind of person that puts the dumpsters in front of the mailbox, so I got to get out of my truck, don't you? Like, everything goes back to being a disgruntled mailman. You. And, so it's just, it's him and they're constantly, like, wrestling over shit. And, like, he ends up in, like, a fucking underground Santa Claus, like, warehouse where they're running like rip-off fucking knockoff Turbo Man.
Yeah,
and there's like giants and midgets and all kinds of crazy shit dressed like Santa Claus. And Arnold's like fighting Kevin Nash in there, and like Vern Troyer's in there ripping his face off. It's just constantly hilarious. And Phil Hartman was fantastic in it too.
Yeah.
As the asshole neighbor that's trying to make a move on Arnold's wife, who's divorced, but you know, was always prepared and bought the Turbo Man doll ahead of time. But I fucking love this movie. I always watch it. It's always on my list.
Yeah.
It's very child. Rita Wilson. Great. Tom Hanks' wife.
Tom Hanks' wife. Yeah.
But yeah, great cast too. Mm-hmm. Always good. Yeah. Jesus, that Jake Lloyd kid who played his son. I think he's a criminal now.
Yeah.
But Jim Belushi sure. was
Looks
in it.
Like one.
He Belushi's was a sketchy great. Santa.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was, yeah, it was, what was the other, I forget what the other was, fuck, Buster? What were the other two that everyone, they had plenty of the other sidekick
oh,
dolls?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Demento, or Dr.
Yeah, the Dementor.
I can't remember what they were called. Yeah, Dementor.
Dementor was a Booster.
And Booster, yeah. yeah. like, everyone's like, when they're talking about, like, we have plenty of Booster and we have Dementor, like, we don't want him. Like, mm-hmm. Sinbad's out front, like organizing a fucking goddamn, you know, like riot outside yeah. to get into this radio.
Picket
yeah.
line.
Yeah, it was fucking hilarious,
it's
though.
Great, yeah.
Turbo Man.
But yeah, love this movie. 1996, is that when it yeah. came out? Jesus yeah. Christ. 96. This movie's almost 30 years old.
Yeah.
Well, wow. before That's we wild. Go through
honorable our top, mentions that we yeah, missed,
so I've got Bald Bart from Christmas Story.
Yeah. yeah,
Black Bart.
I got the Bumpuses. Yeah. I got this is a good
John Lombazza, Bumpuses, Bumpuses,
Bumpuses. The Christmas Vacation Neighbors. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, yeah. Todd and Margo. Oh,
yeah. I almost picked Todd yeah. and Margo.
Todd and Margo.
Why is the floor all wet, Todd? I don't know, Margo.
After you shower, of course.
The Dukes from Trading Places.
Okay.
The old guys look like...
See, Tyler I don't know if I consider that a Christmas movie or not.
It was set at Christmas?
It was set at Christmas yeah. time, but... Winthrop! Winthrop! And he's all drunk dressed as Santa.
My brother texts me that the kid from Polar Express...
That shithead kid.
Yeah, the little kid. He said, this little fucking guy spread misinformation about a hot chocolate and South American drinking habits, is what he said. That little shithead guy right here.
Yeah, he was a big
yeah.
prick.
I never really liked that movie, though.
Scrooge.
The biggest one. Scrooge. The biggest one that got left off the list, in my opinion, is Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah, it's a huge one.
But he's also in the same category as the Grinch, I say, where he's, you know, he's the shithead, but then. That's the whole point of the story, is turning him into realizing the magic of Christmas.
Yeah. My other brother, Ryan, says Santa Claus himself is a villain because he said after Rudolph showed his nose, Santa told his father, Donner, that he should be ashamed of himself. Then Comet joined in. Rudolph's parents tried to hide his deformity. Clarice wanted to be nice, but her father chastised her for dating him.
I'm disagreeing with your brother.
So basically, 90% of the characters in the first half of Rudolph are all assholes.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I think Santa told Donner he should be ashamed of himself because he tried to hide his nose.
Oh, okay.
That's what, because it popped off.
Okay.
And Donner's the one who put the fucking shit on his nose to hide it.
Yeah.
And that's why Santa was like, you should be ashamed of yourself for
what
doing
about
that.
The Heat Miser guy.
Yeah, Heat Miser, yeah.
yeah.
He's a good one. I got Oogie Boogie.
That was going to be mine, but I didn't
know. Which one was that?
One? Oogie Boogie from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That's a Halloween movie.
Willie Soap from Bad Santa. Billy Bob Thornton.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one. And then somebody threw in, when I was asking some questions, the Central Park Rangers, an elf. Remember how nasty they were?
I don't even acknowledge that shitty movie.
Frank Cross. Yeah. What was the dude? What was
which one's Frank Cross?
That's from Scrooged.
Oh yeah.
Frank Cross was great. What's the little guy's name in Elf?
Something Finch.
Yeah,
Peter
yeah.
Dinklage.
Yeah, Peter Dinklage, but he was Nigel Finch or something like that.
The one I almost if had
got Nigel
had,
Finch. It's KG from Jack Black and KG. What's their band?
Miles Finch.
Tenacious D.
Yeah. Tenacious D. Yes.
Had we gone into a third round, I would have picked, I believe it's Carol Langston, Jennifer Aniston in Office Christmas Party.
Ah, yes.
She's trying to lay everybody off. Yes. And she's the sister, and then they have to like close this deal. Like she's like, oh fuck, you know, like you've had all this opportunity, and you got to, you know, I'm laying off, you know, 40% of the company.
Yeah. That's a good one.
And all this shit. And yeah, she's like a total bitch, and like T.J. Miller, her and T.J. Miller were awesome. Like the way they went.
Yeah, what happened to him? He like fell off
after Silicon Valley. He's been gone.
He got involved in something, right?
He didn't get involved in anything. He caught a little bit of shit. Over right in the
drugging
heart
and raping people.
No, none of that.
It was like an Uber ride, right?
Didn't he yell something? I think he slapped an Uber driver one.
Oh, God.
Which we don't know what happened there. But the thing that I think most people got, or not most people, but the internet in the, you know, the world of offended people got, was he went off on some trans person.
Ooh.
Like, and this was probably six or seven years ago when he did this. Huh. But he also said something along the lines that, like, somebody was trying to say that he was, like, transphobic, and he went off on him and told him they were, like, a piece of shit and all this stuff. But then he was like, if you knew anything about anything, you would know that, like, I've had sex with trans people and, in this thing that he put on there. And everyone's kind of like, oh,
and wow.
And when I came out.
Took it away.
But, like, he...
Look it away.
Yeah, he, like, dismissed this person. I mean, I don't think anything really... He didn't get canceled over anything.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't like they're like, we're not working with you, but that was the... But yeah, Silicon Valley, I think he's just kind of enjoying his money now.
It could be.
Screwing trans people.
I love Faison on Love and Elf, man.
I hate everything about that movie. Everything.
I love that dude.
Yeah, he does.
People get so... And again, it's what I call the Wedding Crasher syndrome, where people talk that movie. I did not see that movie for like 15 years after it came out, because it looked dumb in the fucking trailers to me.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no. And then people talk, oh my God, you have to watch it. It's so good. It's so good. It's so good. And then I watched it. I'm just like, this is the dumbest fucking movie I've ever seen.
Beef and cheese.
Yeah. It's annoying as hell. Uh-huh. You sit on a throne of lies.
It's all right, just so those time, are mofos. Honorable mentions.
Yes. There were a lot of them missed. Yeah. Tell us which ones should have made the list. Okay. This is going to be a hard one.
Very.
That's what she said. Scud Farkas, Mr. Potter, Frank Shirley, Hans Gruber, The Gremlins, The Grinch, Wet Bandits, Myron Larrabee. I'll take Myron Larrabee off because he can't.
Jingle All the Way.
He can't hang this, even though it was awesome. Yeah, he can't hang with the rest of them.
I agree with that.
I chose Frank Shirley. I didn't think he'd make the final five.
I agree with that one, too.
He comes around and gives the bonus, but I also think he's worthy of...
He's worthy of mentioning.
He's absolutely funny, man.
Absolutely.
And just to talk about that movie.
Yes, yeah, you're right. Okay, so we got Wet Bandits, The Grinch, Gremlins, Hans Gruber, Mr. Potter, Scud Farkas. The Wet Bandits have to be on it. Scud Farkas has to be on
it. Agreed with those
two. Hans Gruber's got to be on it.
Agreed with those three.
I think Hans Gruber does, too.
And I don't know if I'm going to put Grinch quite on the list because he turns nice.
That's the only argument against him, but the entire movie's based on him being a villain.
Wanting to destroy it, yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Potter, the Gremlins, and the Grinch are left. Mr. Potter's
always an asshole.
Yes.
And he's like the classic one. Like you have to,
like, villain.
Like that is like the traditional Christmas movie. We got Hans Gruber. So we got Scud Farkas, we got Hans, we got the Wet Bandits.
Okay.
We need two out of Mr. Potter, the Gremlins, the Grinch.
Mr. Potter's a good one.
Tony,
that's an old one.
Yeah. Tony, I'm getting rid of the Grinch because he turns nice.
that's a hard one. I definitely think Mr. Potter's got to be on there.
Okay, go ahead and put him on there then.
So it's between the Gremlins and the Grinch. It would be a little bitch.
It would be a little bitch. Who is it?
I would go Grinch.
Grinch?
Who would you go?
Yeah, I would go with Grinch. More because
it was not about
Christmas.
The
Gremlins just wanted to fucking violate shit.
And that's what I think it's about, too.
It was set in Christmas.
It's more of a horror movie than a
Christmas. I think I agree, too. Like, he does turn nice, but, like... I think the Gremlins being also one of the kind of forgotten Christmas movies, too, that it's just kind of like,
he's
okay.
He's low
like,
on my list, then.
He's way more.
And put Grinch at five.
We'll put Grinch at five.
And Potter at four, since we were...
Well, he's a dick.
Yeah.
Total dick. Yeah. All right, Mr. Potter at
Pottersville.
Four. Hans Gruber, Scud Farkas, the Wet Bandits.
Now, that's tough. This is going to be real tough.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to say, based on the, like you said, the Scud Farkas being perfectly cast... Alan Rickman, perfectly cast. Wet Bandits,
perfectly cast.
Yeah, they were great. They were great. Even though they're two serious actors. Because Stern did, like, the voice of Wonder Years,
he did, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so...
And the hitting coach in Rookie of the Year.
That's right.
That's true. Very serious role.
Uh-huh.
And what was it? Mitch in City Slickers.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's so good.
Can we get some goddamn Quasi Quiet?
All right, so who had the potential to create the most damage to the world?
Groups.
Yeah.
Hans Groups.
Yeah. If we're, if we're, if we're weighing it,
if
that
we're weighing
way
it on that, I think it's got to be Groups.
He did that, and then
I would think the Wet Bandits, then Scott Farkas.
Yeah, Farkas wouldn't have
Farkas
done
much. Farkas was just
he was just a,
twisting everybody's arm.
That makes sense to me, but I'm also doesn't have to be the who could cause the most damage.
Yeah,
you know, murder.
I don't think you're going to get an argument out of me, no matter what order these three go in, because they're all perfect.
Yeah, they were all great.
Murder
to me. So if we do base it off of that, off of the most
the
most damaging to the planet, yeah, I think that's the order it goes in. Hans Gruber at one, the Wet Bandits at two.
God, they're so good.
Marv,
and Scott Farkas at three.
Yeah.
That's a good list.
Yeah, that is.
Get over
good
you, Pete Crane.
Good pick, Mitch. Good idea.
Yeah.
At number five, the Grinch, who stole Christmas and then gave it back.
Yes.
At number four, Mr. Potter tried to steal Christmas.
Fuck that.
Well, he did steal Christmas successfully.
Yeah, yeah.
But then all the people of Bedford Falls.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls. You old drafty house.
You old drafty
building alone.
Why do we have to have so many kids? Number three, Scott Farkas, a little ginger shithead. What an asshole.
Little ginger shithead.
And he becomes a cop. Go figure. And number two, Harry and Marv, the Wet Bandits, and arguably one of the biggest hit movies of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest box offices for the time.
And one of the best sequels.
And I could watch.
The second one is
let's call
on
it
par with one.
Worthy of watching over and over.
That's right.
Royalty checks rolling in.
That's
and
right.
Donald Trump. I'm going to come.
He's
in the he's Home Alone 2.
Don't come. I'm going to come. Don't do it. I'm going to do it.
2 wasn't bad either.
No, it wasn't really
bad.
He was
in 2. Yeah, I love 2.
Yeah,
I love that
2
one.
2 was great.
In New
Uncle
York.
Frank in the shower.
That's right.
Yeah. You can't be talking about I wonder who could be. I said, I'm the heaviest cat. The heaviest cat you ever did see. The cool jerk, man. At number one, Nakatomi Towers. It's not Christmas till Hans Gruber falls out of the 32nd floor.
Let's get a nativity.
That's right. I'm going to buy that fucking nativity thing. Tonight. And I'm going to have it sit here
express.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope you guys have a good one. Hope you have a good holiday. Hope you enjoy the episode. Go to our website, theitlistpodcast.com. Links on there, all of our social media pages. Like, share, we can't stress it enough. If you like supporting our show and you want us to stick around longer and longer and get limousines and live in fucking, you know, fat wealth.
And have parties with us.
Yes, and have parties with us. Nude parties.
Parties.
Eyes wide shut.
Bill Nye parties.
We will
parties.
Have those.
Bill Nye parties.
Patreon sex parties. We will have those for you. Go to patreon.com/theitlistpodcast. Sign up for a tier level today. You'll get bonus episodes that only Patreon subscribers can get. There's an entire back catalog of over 100 episodes just sitting there waiting for you right now. You got merchandise coming your way. T-shirts, koozies, stickers, all kinds of shit.
Listen,
early access. Yeah, early access to every episode. You can suggest topics. You get entered into our monthly Wheel of Booze. We draw a random winner. Doesn't matter how long you've been a member. Doesn't matter what tier level you are. You go into the wheel and you can win a random selection of Kentucky's finest, the Wheel of Bourbon. You can possibly end up sitting in here with us one night. You never know.
Yeah.
So check it out, patreon.com/theitlistpodcast. We appreciate you guys. For Timmy Ruxman, Beer League Kyle, Mohit Mitch, I'm Fat Ed Joel. We'll see you next time.
Peace.
Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls.
We sure do hope that you enjoy the ride. We hope we gave you tickles deep inside. Won't you try to keep that smile on your face until next week, same time, same place. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. Fare thee well. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. We won't tell. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. Fare thee well. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List.